But someone is the last of my callers from actually live from Westfield in London, where we have a huge digital billboard. And if you want to get down there all afternoon, we'd love to hear from you. You can be live on Talk Radio with my lovely colleague who's coming up now, Mr. John Holmes. Hello.
Hey, Julia Hartley Brewer. How are you?
Do we have to say full names each time?
I think it's polite and formal.
Lady Julia. How about that?
Dame Julia.
Empress
it's
Julia.
It's only a matter of time before that happens, of course.
I've said this before.
I know,
I'll say it again. I'm holding out for Empress. What's coming up on your show after 1 o'clock?
Well, we're going to be giving away some meat again, but yesterday we gave away a shoulder of lamb to Andy, who won it in a game of dead or alive, and he had to guess
whether the lamb was dead or alive.
No, the lamb was definitely dead when it got dispatched to him. I don't think you can send livestock through Royal Mail without some kind of license.
Probably
and
not.
I don't have that. So
probably. What did he have to do to win the lamb?
He had to play a game of dead or alive, members of mainly my family, and decide whether they were dead or alive. And he scored three points, which we decided was enough.
Was it a wish list? People you wanted dead or alive?
That's a harsh thing to say, and I wouldn't say that in case any of my family are listening.
That is
course.
True. I was a little bit weird about the lamb thing. We once went on a trip to Ireland, about Easter a few years ago, my little one, and we had a wonderful afternoon there on this farm, feeding these gorgeous little lambs, these little gambling lambs. And we said, and she said, well, why do we need to feed them? And the farmer said, well, because they've lost their mum.
Yeah.
And that evening, we had the most beautiful leg of lamb. And I don't think she put two and two together.
Good.
Because that would be bad, wouldn't
it? Well, it would be. It's the wrong message to send to at times, especially at Easter.
It is. And what else is coming up, apart from winning meat?
Well, you win meat in a game of band or American election terminology. That's the game. It's either a name of a band or a piece of American election terminology.
That's going to be good.
That's going to be interesting. There's going to be this thing whereby if you're having lunch on your own between 1 and 2, because your colleagues have shunned you because you're the person in the office that everyone hates, then we will be your virtual colleague. You can get in touch and we would idly chit-chat to you as though we tolerated you in an office. Just about
that.
Anything you like, really. I mean,
can I call in? I'll be in the canteen downstairs. Can I call
on your own? Yeah, please do.
Yeah, no one will talk to me here.
Yeah, well.
You heard my show, surely.
Yeah. So that's going to happen. Then we've got Holly Hunter, the actress Holly Hunter joins us. The Oscar-winning actress Holly Hunter will be our guest this afternoon.
Get you!
Talking about Batman versus Superman.
Fantastic. Right. Loads to stay tuned for here at Talk Radio with John Holmes. With you all afternoon. Plenty more besides Paul Ross back in the morning, me back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
John?
Huh?
I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £212 waiting for us to claim. Although now you mention it, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon to you. It is coming up to 1 o'clock. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. On this afternoon's programme, then, as I just said to Julia Hartley Brewery, we will be giving away some meat. That will be in a game of band or American election terminology. There will be lonely lunch thing. Doesn't really have a name yet, if I'm honest, that properly, does it? Not in any way. But there will be a person on their own having lunch. If it's you, get in touch. We'll call you back, 87222 for that. And we will be your virtual colleague. We can chat technically about anything you would like. So that's all happening. Plus, the Hollywood actress the Oscar-winning Hollywood actress. I beg her pardon. Holly Hunter joins us to talk about Batman versus Superman. Before all that, though, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and Tim has the news.
Coming up, a football legend passes away. Adam Johnson about to be sentenced for sexual activity with a teenage fan. And lotto winners who matched five numbers in last night's draw are angry.
Talk Radio.
One of the greatest footballers of all time has died. Johan Cruyff, who was 68, had been battling lung cancer. Lee Stott has more.
A massively influential figure in the game, Cruyff was a multi-time European Footballer of the Year, starring for Barcelona and Ajax, both of whom he managed as well, while he was the driving force behind the Netherlands reaching the 1974 World Cup final. He died peacefully in Barcelona, surrounded by his family.
The chief suspect in the Paris attacks claims he didn't know about the Brussels terror plot, according to his lawyer. Salah Abdeslam appeared in court this morning, charged with terror offences, and says he won't fight extradition to France. Meanwhile, a second suspect is reportedly being hunted by police in Belgium, who's been linked to the blast at the metro station. Six Britons are now known to have been injured in Tuesday's attacks. A 34-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of murdering two women in separate attacks in Redcar. The victims were targeted within minutes of each other at two nearby addresses. Police say the women both suffered serious injuries. Kevin lives nearby and says he knows one of the victims.
Lovely girl. I know her. It's a shame. I was speaking to her yesterday afternoon. She was just happy-go-lucky with the kids. Never bothered anyone. Cut herself to herself. I'm gutted, absolutely devastated.
A court has been hearing a statement from the teenage victim, a former England footballer, Adam Johnson, who's being sentenced today for sex offences against her. She's described how her schoolwork has suffered because of stress and she's still being bullied. A judge has told Johnson he's facing a substantial prison sentence. And lotto winners who matched five numbers in last night's draw are not happy after learning they've won just £15 each. It's because there were so many of them. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
They thought they'd won a decent sum when five of their numbers came up. The only problem, so did 4,000 other people. Last Wednesday, just 36 managed the same. The reason? Well, most of last night's numbers are multiples of 7, so 7, 14, 21, 35 and 42. The unlucky winners were even less happy to discover those who only matched 3 got £25, and there was £51 for those with 4 numbers.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain's going to push across the southeast and it will be heavy at times. Going to become colder in the north as well. The high this afternoon, 8 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. It's understood a new format for the Champions League is being discussed with Europe's top clubs. One suggested proposal would see a bigger knockout round followed by two groups of 8 teams. Any changes aren't expected to be announced until autumn and they wouldn't be implemented until the 2018-19 season. West Ham captain Mark Noble says he hasn't given up on his dream of playing for England. The Hammers midfielder was left out by England boss Roy Hodgson last week. Noble spoke earlier to Talk Sport.
I'm only human, you know, I'm English and every English player wants to play for their country. To be honest, it's out of my hands. But obviously, I'll be lying to say I wasn't disappointed. I'll keep doing what I'm doing and hopefully it isn't up for me yet.
Wales and Northern Ireland continue their build-up to Euro 2016 tonight when they meet in a friendly in Cardiff. Scotland travel to the Czech Republic. Finally, on to tennis, and Kyle Edmund has the biggest match of his career later at the Miami Open. The British number 4 faces world number 1 Novak Djokovic. In the women's draw, Heather Watson takes on American Sloane Stephens. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
Go on. You know you want to. It'll be fun.
I'm really not in the mood.
Once you get started, you always enjoy it.
Go on then.
For satisfaction straight out of the box, discover the power of Bosch pressure washers. Just add you.
Patio looks amazing.
Barbecue this weekend? Bosch pressure washers. Search Just Add You to find your nearest retailer. Bosch, invented for life.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So here we are then.
There's a frog.
Because it's a Saturday.
It's not bad, actually.
It's like a lolly.
That's Marcel S. Dennis's, if anything.
In the Princess Diana Memorial Fountain. The setup to a joke pinged into my box. I'm not even joking.
Do you want to do Gabby Logan?
Here comes Professor Stephen Hawking.
John?
Scores on the doors.
That'll enhance it.
Oh, the hotel.
Fred West, if you're counting those.
Vernon Kerr!
Yes.
It was a rock on the head as a child.
This is the worst CV ever.
Do you know what? I'm going to tell you what it's like. It's like a lolly.
Or are we so low down we're not on a chart?
Do you know what? That was just a waste of time.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am out to get on a journey,
so, good afternoon then. It's all this talk radio nonsense, isn't it? Talk radio, lowercase talk, uppercase radio. Still, we don't know why, and we're 4 days in. I am John Holmes, and it's all the action and excitement of this afternoon. Coming up on the show today, we'll be looking ahead to tonight's internationals. Wales are host, Northern Ireland in a Celtic derby, and also Scotland will face a tough test against the Czech Republic. Will they be able to cope without Stephen Fletcher? Should the Champions League feature even fewer teams? UEFA are proposing big changes to the competition, but how would you feel if your club missed... Sorry, I see what's happened here, right? I picked up the wrong bit of paper off the photocopier, right? Because, we share an office with TalkSport, and I've... That's just off the... Hang on. Oh, here we are then, here we go. No, this is us. Good afternoon, Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Think of it as the sort of broadcasting equivalent of those dead Disney water parks in Florida that you might have read about in the news today, where they've just abandoned them and let them get all overgrown. It's where you'll find the bodies of anyone who's ever crossed Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse basically, of course, like the Don, isn't he? If you do not show Mickey Mouse respect, then you are dead. Take Donald Duck. That time, do you remember, despite, or perhaps because at a party he once kissed Minnie Mouse's ring in front of Mickey, that was deemed disrespectful, and so Donald Duck woke up with Goofy's head in his bed. You don't mess with Mickey Mouse. Disney water parks are littered with the corpses of those that have crossed the rodent. I think I'm right in saying that Mickey Mouse may have had ties to the stories of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Lined up, took the shot from inside Snow White's grassy knoll. Just conspiracy there. I've never really trusted Mickey Mouse since he made all those brooms come alive in The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Anyway, on today's thing, which is, of course, your new afternoon listening noise of choice, shortly another person, after a few minutes, who might be on their own at lunchtime. They'll be made to feel better by virtue of our virtual colleague service, as we invite you to chat to us idly over your Greg's pasty. If that's you alone in your office or your home, you can text us 87222. You can start your message. You can start your message
with the word talk,
and if you can tweet us at Talk Radio,
start your message with any word you like.
Then at three. Yes, the big cliched Talk Radio style debate. We'll also be joined this afternoon by the Hollywood actress who comes in the shape of Batman versus Superman's actress Holly Hunter. There will be some headline hijack on the way before two, and your chance to win some meat this afternoon in a game of banned or American election terminology. Plus, Gary Lineker is starting to get nervous. Can Leicester nick the title? What does this say about this year? Oh, Talk Sport again. Ginger producer Dave is producing.
Hello.
Hello there. Assistant producer Cass is assistant producing. Chloe is pressing some buttons. Paid intern Cornelius is standing on his swivel chair.
Oh, God, no.
Standing on his swivel chair and reciting a limerick.
There once was a paid intern Cornelius. He was standing on his pedestal Elias.
What is this?
I don't know any limericks.
Keep going.
There once was a man on a chair. He didn't really much care. He was told to do a limerick, but got caught.
No, you just picked a word you can't remember. You could have done the one about the woman from Bude, who went for a swim in the nude. A man in a punt stuck his pole in her ear and said, "You can't swim here, it's private." Could have done that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Welcome, lowercase talk, uppercase radio, we don't know why. Welcome, it's Thursday afternoon. It's 8 minutes past one, let's start with this. So, it's 1:10, you're listening to the aforementioned Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, that is Suede and Trash, of course, and as Talk Radio's new head of music, that is what I have playlisted and scheduled as our opening song today. It's Suede there, the Britpop band Suede and their hit Trash. Ask me why.
Why, John?
Because it links, Cornelius.
Links to what, John?
I'll tell you what it links to. It links to the first story we're going to cover in the news today, which we are contractually obliged to do because we're a news station. Obviously, what happens is I have meetings with the people that are in charge here, or say they are. They say, look, John, you need to cover the major news stories that are happening. Listen to Julia Hartley Brewer, they say, to see how it's done. And I did listen to Julia Hartley Brewer, but I didn't learn how it's done. ditto Paul Ross. So I've got these stories. Do the big stories. There's people there. That's happened over abroad. Mm. That's happened locally. There's still the fallout from the disability. But come on, do that. And I said, no, I won't do that. Because there's a litter problem in a Nottingham canal. And to me,
God, what?
That's a story that the nation should be thinking about.
I used to live in Nottingham.
Well, you're part of the problem, Dave.
Well, I left, so I can't be.
Well, no, because this is historic offences, to coin a phrase.
From circa 2006 to 2009.
From Yew Tree. In fact, Yew Tree is actually the only thing that's not in a Nottingham canal. Listen the hell to this.
Yeah.
A tandem bike.
Yep.
A tin bath. Already it's like Last of the Summer Wine.
It's very much like, remember yesterday on the show when Ellie was telling us about that junkyard you could visit?
Work experience Ellie with her reviews. Hipster nonsense review.
That's a ridiculous sentence to be saying on
I do remember
professional
that.
Radio.
But, well, we're not saying it on professional radio. We're saying it on here. Have you met anybody? A tandem bike.
Yeah.
A tin bath.
Yeah.
Compo, foggy clegg,
yeah.
And military ammunition are among items dumped in Britain's canals and rivers. Nottingham's the worst offender last winter, right? This is the Canal and River Trust. £1 million a year it costs to haul stuff out. It's like Disney. I was talking about it moments ago. Disney have left their canals and their water parks to go to ruin in Florida. It's where Mickey Mouse dumps the bodies. Some things in a canal.
Soup.
No. Guess more things lemonade. In a canal. Not lemon. No, why would other liquid be in a canal?
Dunno. Good place to leave it.
I mean, have you ever seen anyone dump soup or lemonade in a canal?
No, but it's not much of a game if I just guess bikes and the stuff you said already, is it?
Well, guess
newspapers. Sheds.
Narrow boats.
They are dumped.
Yeah, I've seen you can't go to a canal anymore without seeing some careless narrowboat being just dumped in
that
there.
Rosie and Jim have got a lot to answer
for.
Yeah,
I know.
Bikes, obviously, shopping trolley. This is just one canal lock, right? This is one canal lock, right? The size of a tennis court. Bike, shopping trolley, traffic cone, four tyres.
Four tyres? Yeah. Is that a sketch?
Four candles, 67 glass bottles, 150 plastic bags. But this is where it gets interesting. A 16-foot-long dead python.
What?
Hang on, what?
Yeah. John Cleese. Who's currently suing the makers of a Fawlty Towers rip-off lunch show or something.
Oh, that's been going for years.
He suddenly found out it exists and has made money.
Oh, really?
He's,
yeah.
He's gone for it. So, 16-foot dead python, a bag of bullets, a camper van. This is in one
lot. Camper van?
A camper van. It says four tyres, but I wonder if the four tyres weren't on the camper van.
Four tyres, a steering wheel, a shower, toilet cubicle.
A hippie from the 60s. A pizza delivery bike complete with the pizza still in it.
Oh.
Right. A headless Paddington Bear. That's what happens if you cross Mickey Mouse. Paddington Bear, obviously, crossed Mickey Mouse at some point. Paddington's head in like someone's bed.
Are these all in the same canal?
They're in the same tennis court sized area of a canal.
Which canal is it? Is it
Nottingham?
That's not a canal, is it? The Nottingham Canal?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Might be.
Bus stop sign and a bubble machine.
Wow.
A hearing aid. I'm going on. A darts medal.
Flipping it.
And a hand grenade. Right, and this
active
is
active or passive?
Doesn't say.
Hmm.
This is the.
Oh, it's a good question. Sorry, just before we carry on, if you throw a hand grenade into a river, what happens? Does it just the water explode? Does it just like? I'm not an explosives expert, so.
Well, that much is obvious. Yeah, I don't know. Perhaps it's just a unique way of fishing. I don't know. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is that people like you who live in Nottingham are scum.
Okay.
That's the point of that. Anyway,
I don't live there anymore, but my sister does.
That's the big. Well, it's her fault
she's
as well.
She's scum.
There's all sorts. I mean, nuclear waste you could put in the.
Yeah.
There. But I'm thinking, well, look, you can hide many things in canals, right? Because we now know, right? Yeah. But anything could be in, you know, just get rid of the things that you don't. Nuclear waste, sewage, old DVDs of Mrs. Brown's Boys. Anything that's toxic like that could just go into a canal.
Yeah.
What would happen if you dumped sponge into a canal?
Depends how big the sponge is, John.
Well, if the sponge was big...
The size of a canal, you mean?
Yeah. Why do we need canals?
This sounds like a debate ready to happen.
I mean, when was the last time you used a canal, apart from to dump stuff in?
2 years ago, I went on a boat.
Yeah.
I lost a flip-flop in a lock.
Well, you're part of the problem,
yeah,
like I said.
That was an accident, though.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear you say that last sentence in a Scottish accent, please.
Why?
I lost a flip-flop in a lock. I reckon it'll sound really good in a Scottish accent.
I lost a flip-flop in a lock.
Yeah.
It does, actually.
Yeah. I lost a flip-flop in a lock.
Are we all just doing that now?
Yeah.
I lost a flip-flop in a lock. Why are we doing this?
Because it's great.
It's the most Scottish of sentences.
It is, isn't it?
Why is the clock falling off the wall? Have you just noticed that?
Have you not noticed that the clock's falling off the wall?
No.
The clock.
The clock's falling off the flip-flop in the lock.
I lost the clock in the lock. The clock, genuinely, in here, right, as if it's 4 days in, right, the microphones didn't work on day two, Cornelius didn't work the last 2 days, and the clock has genuinely fallen off the wall already. It's a metaphor for this, for this programme. Anyway, I wanted to talk more about this because it's the big story.
Yeah.
So I asked, I think assistant producer Cass has lined up an expert for us,
okay.
Which we will be talking to, I think, after this. You're listening to Talk Radio on a Thursday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. UK social enterprises are valued the world over. And right now, there are hundreds of live export opportunities that could be right for your social enterprise. From retail, to food and drink, to education. Find yours by visiting exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Getting your hands on a shiny Olympic gold medal takes years of focus, training and dedication. Fortunately, getting your hands on a shiny low-mileage nearly new car at Motorpoint is a lot easier and quicker, with most cars available to drive away the same day. Take this 15-plate Vauxhall Astra 1.4 SRI with the balance of the manufacturer's warranty for under £9,000. That's less than half the new list price. Search over 5,000 cars from 35 manufacturers at motorpoint.co.uk. Motorpoint. Car buying made easy.
Warning. The following message contains content of a violent and sexual nature. You wouldn't expect that in a radio commercial. But you wouldn't expect it in a school either. Worldwide, an estimated 150 million girls have experienced sexual violence. Much of it happens in schools. By sponsoring a girl through Plan International, you can help ensure that school is a place where girls can build their futures in safety. Please text SAFETY to 70111 to find out how you can sponsor a girl today. Thank you. Standard text rates apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A3 in Surrey is blocked southbound at Thursley where there's an accident. Still a closure of the A1 in Bedfordshire. It's shut northbound between the Sandy roundabout and the Black Cat roundabout because of an accident. Just one lane open on the southbound M6 between 15 at Stoke and 14 at Stafford with an accident there. Two lanes closed on the M1, an overturned caravan near junction 28 for Mansfield. And in the Scottish Borders, the A74M remains closed northbound after junction 17 at Lockerbie. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Brothers Gould. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. A seamless transition between tea time and twilight. With the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould. Featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire. With me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check, bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio, keeping it in the family with the Brothers Gould.
What happened there?
I don't know.
Oh, your microphone's not on.
Hello?
Don't know what happened there. It's just a long,
all right,
long period of silence.
It's nice, I appreciated it.
Yeah. It's just a moment for people to just think.
Yeah, just sort of reflect.
Yeah. Or there was another technical error. What happened there, Dave?
Hmm?
What happened there?
I'll tell you what happened there, John.
Yep.
The scheduled sweeper to come off the back of that advert break.
Yes.
Guess what words were in it?
Oh, I should.
So we just didn't play it.
Yeah.
I thought that would be better for you, but now you've made it into a...
Well, there was just a long period of silence.
Don't phone your mom.
I couldn't really do anything.
Homes. That's what it said.
That production that someone made.
Mm. Yeah. Which is embarrassing because, of course, you do not know your birth mother.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And that's why I'm offended by that.
Don't call your mum, John. That's what it says. Don't call your mum. Phone Holmes. John can't call his mum because he's adopted.
Correct. Yeah. And I don't know why when the people making the production for this show, right, didn't research my family history. Because anything, that, you know, to be honest...
Well, maybe they did, it was a bit of advice. They're just like, why don't you go down that route? Maybe it's a content suggestion.
I mean, if essentially, if you've listened to the show when that accidentally got played out before, it does say something about calling mothers. And, you know, they don't know. I mean, I could find that horribly offensive.
Mm.
And I do, but not for the reasons they think. I mean, just it's not very good. That's the reason. But, you know, they don't know about the fact that I was adopted, do they? And that my birth mother, by that very, you know, rejected me. So, and that could be a sore point, couldn't it?
Mm.
Anyway, we've got some texts and stuff coming in. This one says, what's up with your microphone? That's from Silas in Norbury. The answer to that, Silas, is I don't know. It's I reported the fact that these microphones sound rubbish about 3 days ago, but still no one's done anything about it. So, I don't know. Silas, I don't... And also the 8 other people that are asking the same question on Twitter. I don't know is the answer to that. But we'll try and find out. Cornelius, you've got some texts coming in that are definitely very talk radio.
Yes, Liberal Do-Gooder has tweeted in saying, well, what do you expect from such stringent cuts?
Yes.
We need to be funding the arts.
Right, good. We'll take more of your texts on any subject like that as well, of course, as the afternoon progresses. 1:22. It is Talk Radio. It is Thursday afternoon. I am John Holmes. And yes, obviously the big story of the day that we are covering is that there's some old bike in a canal. This is big news in Nottingham, certainly. So this is, I want to call this niche news. If you're in Nottingham, it's probably all you're talking about this afternoon. A bike, a shopping trolley, a dead python. We don't know whether that is John Cleese so angry at the Fawlty Towers ripoff that he's just jumped into a canal, or whether it's just where Graham Chapman is. A bag of bullets, a headless Paddington bear, and so on. And I think I said, let's get an expert, obviously, as we like to do on the talk. It's what you do on the talk radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let me explain it to you, Cornelius. Okay. I know you're new to this.
Yeah.
Right, you set up a story. This is how it works. Like that one.
Yeah, we'll set it up.
Yeah, and then what you do is you flounder about talking about it for a bit to fill some time,
mm-hmm.
and then you get an expert on the phone to discuss the story.
Yes.
And that's how talk radio works.
Okay, then.
So we've done exactly that. And on the phone now to talk to, it's been booked by Cass, our assistant producer, it's Cindy Barker. Hello, Cindy Barker.
Cindy Becker.
Becker,
hi.
That's right. She's even written your name down wrong, so that's not a good start, is it, Cindy?
Well, I'll forgive her.
Okay, I won't, to be honest. So, Cindy, lovely to talk to you. Obviously, we're talking about litter in a canal. And so what is your job? What is it you do? Cindy. I think we've lost Cindy. Cindy, hello, are you still there?
Oh, Cindy.
Hello?
Cindy.
Probably just Phil, shall we? While Cindy's not there.
Okay, Cindy. Okay, so
we've lost Lindsay.
Cindy for a start.
Cindy. Yeah. Well, we've also lost Lindsay as well.
Lindsay
can't find her anywhere.
Well, Cindy's still here.
Oh, Cindy! Oh. Yay. Cindy, there
Classic
you are.
Prank.
Lovely to be back with you.
Oh, thank goodness for that. So, Cindy, what's your job? Do tell us.
Well, I am interested in litter, although literature is really more.
We've lost her again, I'm afraid.
This is great, isn't it? Okay, right. Now, on music radio, what I do now is just play a record and we sort this out.
Sort the line up.
Now, you know what we do... Now, remind me... We've got a technique to sort this sort of stuff out on the show, right?
Yeah.
Because coming over from music radio, it's very different when something technical goes wrong, okay? So what you have to do is play Florence and the Machine, which is the signal that something's gone wrong and we have to talk about it off-air, right? That's what we have to do. Okay, we established this, all right? On Monday... And then we established it on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, and then Thursday. Now, it's happened again. This is so slick, isn't it? And we got a good review in The Independent. They'll be taking that back, if I'm honest. Right, we're going to... I think we're going to try and get Cindy back on the line. Meanwhile, here's Florence and the Machine. It's talk radio. It's a bloody shambles, is what it is. However, what we've managed to do, I think, because what happened there was, Cindy, can you hear me now?
Can hear you now.
Excellent. Right, so you were on one line, that crashed, and now we've got you on another line.
It's lovely to be here.
Yeah, no, good. Finally. Right, Cindy, so we are talking, of course, about this massive story, but only in Nottingham, to people who are concerned about things that have fallen into canals. What is your job? What is your job?
Well, I am interested in litter, but I would say probably literature is more my main field of expertise.
Right.
What? But of course, I'm happy to discuss anything you want.
Right. What's your job, Cindy, exactly?
I'm actually an associate professor in the Department of English Literature, but I do have a passing interest in litter.
Right. Just hang on one moment. Just bear with me, Cindy. Just stay there. Con.
Yeah?
Right, I see what's happened here.
What?
Right, I said to Cass...
Like,
get me someone littery, meaning litter.
Oh.
So what's happened is...
What a shambles.
She's got somebody literary, not...
So we've got, like, someone who's very clever at books.
Books, where I need someone to talk about litter. But she's misheard the... Hang on, Cindy. She's misheard the litter, literary, what? And she's gone for an associate professor of books. This half an hour of radio has been the worst half an hour of radio I've ever had in my career, and there's been some bad ones. I'm just going to... Actually, yeah, since yesterday, actually, this is the worst bit of radio I've ever been involved. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to roll with it anyway.
Okay, cool.
Okay, here we go. So, Cindy Becker's on the line. She's associate professor... She even got her name wrong. She said Barker, and she wrote it down. Cass.
Barker. She knew.
She's the associate professor of English. And hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi there. Right. If you were to throw any book into a canal, what book would you throw into a canal?
I would probably throw in War and Peace.
Why?
Because I've never read it, and I do think I should have read it, and I do feel really guilty that I haven't read it, and if anybody ever wants me to teach it, I'll certainly read it, but not quite yet. So probably I'd like to get rid of it. It makes me feel guilty.
Okay, that's very good. And personally, how do you, I'm going to put up all this back. Do you recycle?
I tend to recycle, but I think litter's quite interesting. I mean, litter within our society. You know, when we think about literature and the voyage of litter through literature, I think is really quite interesting.
What books have themed litter as a litter imagery in the work of Hardy, for example?
Well, Hardy, to some extent, but I was thinking more of the idea, if we think about Dickens,
yes,
and if we think about Oliver Twist, I mean, those streets he goes to, all that litter, the detritus, it's really about the human spirit, isn't it? It's about us littering our landscape with what is waste, but of course to Oliver isn't waste at all. So, no, litter's really quite interesting in terms of its literary framing.
Absolutely excellent. you're now the best guest I've ever interviewed. Finally. Cindy, thank you so much for that.
No, my pleasure.
And there you have it on Talk Radio, exclusive, the connection between litter and literacy. It's one... It's 1:30, it's Talk Radio. News is next, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Former Sunderland midfielder Adam Johnson has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for child sex offences. He's been told he'll have to serve at least 3 years. Robin Chernoff is here for Talk Radio. Robin, what's happened in the last half hour?
Well, Adam Johnson was convicted of sexual activity with a 15-year-old girl. He had been warned prior to sentencing today to expect a substantial jail term. He admitted one count of grooming and of kissing the teenage fan. He was found guilty of that other count of sexual activity with a child. He's been jailed for 6 years. And he'll have to serve 3, as you said. This morning, it was also announced that Johnson will appeal that conviction. His defence team have also revealed that he's been stripped of all his England caps. That's 12 of them. So, found guilty of one count of sexual activity with a child. He's been jailed for 6 years. He'll have to serve 3.
Thank you, Robin. Football legend Johan Cruyff has died this morning. He was 68. The Dutchman, who had lung cancer, is regarded as one of the greatest players of all times. A star for the Netherlands, Barcelona and Ajax, he later went on to manage the two clubs. A second suspect is reportedly being hunted by police in Belgium. He's being linked to the blast on the Brussels metro. 6 people are now known to have been injured in Tuesday's attacks at an airport and an underground station. German lawyer Mark Schreiner survived both of them.
I flew to Brussels, experienced 2 bomb attacks. The second one, I was the first to see these burned and bloody passengers which were coming out of the smoke. I'm not harmed at all, at least not physically.
Home Secretary Theresa May is due at an extraordinary meeting of EU ministers in Brussels this afternoon. Forensic teams have erected a tent over the entrance to a shop where murdered teenager Paige Doherty was last seen. Specialist forensic officers continue to search the Delicious Deli in Fleming Avenue in Clydebank. Police cordoned off that store late on Wednesday night. Cyclists and dog owners have been urged to take care during the Easter weekend after hundreds of drawing pins were deliberately dropped on a popular coastal path. Council bosses in Swansea have expressed anger after the sharp tacks were dropped across a 3-mile stretch at the Welsh City's promenade. The weather rain is going to push across the southeast this afternoon. That will be heavy at times and it's going to become colder in the north. The high today is 8 degrees.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is 1:33. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and still to come on the programme, of course, you can win some meat this afternoon in a game of band Hello. Or American election terminology. What the?
Hello, sorry.
I just went to the loo and I was knocked about into a stairwell and just bumped into Frank Turner. So I just literally bundled him in. He was on his way home.
There was me trying to sort of, you know.
Yeah.
Do my business and suddenly I'm dragged onto the radio.
That's not a good. Did you finish business before you?
Of course, I'm a gentleman. Can I also just add that's the best bit of radio I've ever had in my life. That just happened just then. When you were chatting about like the booking, I was like, this can't be actually going out on the air. And it was.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah. I know it's shocking, isn't it? Yeah.
I thought you handled the situation with the bomb. The question about throwing books in the canal, I thought was a very good save.
Can I just ask your permission, Frank? Because now we've technically got a quote for you to like put on our posters.
Oh, right, the best bit of radio.
No. This can't actually be going out on air. Frank Turner.
That's absolutely
that's
fine.
That's what we'll use.
Crack on.
Yeah. The reason this has happened, I think, is because, Frank, you were downstairs doing a session.
Yes, I was, for Edith Bowman.
Yeah, so Virgin Radio launches next week, our sister station,
yes.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
that was a very good plug there.
Thanks very much. Yeah. We're all one big family.
You should do this. You should do this for a living.
Yeah. Not after that last half an hour. I think not. But we've our paths have crossed before, of course.
Many times. Yeah. It's lovely to see you.
I know, and you too. Not you too, obviously. I mean, you.
Too.
Not too. I've got a question for you, though.
Okay.
Now, last time I interviewed you, Mr. Frank Turner, I think I gave you a copy of my book.
Yes, you did.
Yes. Have you read it?
Not yet. And I'll tell you why. Because yeah. I have a pile in my flat
yes.
of my books to read. And I'm quite assiduous about putting the new ones at the bottom.
Well, that's good.
Because otherwise I would never read the ones at the bottom. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean? So
yeah.
it's there. I'll get to it okay. in about a year.
Right. Or throw it in a canal.
I will know. I'll read it first.
Yeah. Just critically. Just disdain. Just
yes.
in the,
what is this?
The canal.
Yeah, no, it's 7 years. My eyes gazed at it this morning as I was trying to deal with my hangover.
Good. It always helps, yeah. I'm going to point out that we did that because Frank's got a book as well, of course.
I do, yes. It's called The Road Beneath My Feet. That yeah. was a good plug. And it's out now.
Yeah. As is mine, Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Yes. There's a buy stuff. No, the book came out. In fact, it was released in America the couple of weeks ago as well. So I've just yeah. been over there doing some promo for that.
Yes, so we should talk about that as well, because last time I saw you, you had a very bad cold.
Yes.
And you were just going off to Canada, I think.
Yeah, which really, really sucked. It developed a full-blown case of laryngitis, but I'm pleased to say I didn't cancel the show.
You went on and played with laryngitis.
It sounded awful, I'm sure, but like...
Not as bad as the last half an hour of it.
Lots of people kept sort of kind of going, no, it was fine, in that way that makes you know that it totally wasn't
That's
fine.
That's what's going to happen after this show.
Yes.
Everyone's going to say exactly that.
But I mean, the thing is, it's like my year, and in fact my next 2 years are so busy that I can't reschedule, basically.
Yeah, so you had to go through this.
Well, and also I was going to a place I'd never been before. I was in the Maritimes in Canada and doing sort of getting out of the big cities in Canada, doing a regional tour. And I didn't want my sort of introduction to the people in Nova Scotia to be like, here's the show, and now it's cancelled, and I'm never coming back.
Yeah.
They might have taken it
But
personally.
You're good, I mean, because as well, back maybe a couple of years ago now, you had a bad back and carried on playing gigs with that as well. So this
Which increasingly seems mad in retrospect.
Yeah.
I slipped 2 discs in my back, and we cancelled 3 shows, and then we carried on.
Yeah.
I went to see, in fact, it was right before we did the main stage at Reading in 2013. It was about 10 days before that, and, you know, that was a huge deal for us. And it was then followed by a three month world tour. And the doctor said, okay, don't worry, you're going to be fine. All you've got to do is whatever you've got coming up for the next 3 months, just put that on hold. And I was just like, that's not going to happen. So my incredible guitar tech, Kaho, I called him and I said, how do you fancy learning all of my songs on the guitar and playing at the main stage at Reading in 8 days' time at this point? And to his enormous credit, he said yes, and he did it, and he nailed
Amazing.
It.
That's cool. That's like the dream, isn't it, when you're a guitar tech? You're like,
he was, yeah.
Just join the band.
Well, he's been in lots of excellent bands himself. He's in a band called Goons right now, another plug.
Okay, yeah.
And he was in Fighting With Wire and this kind of thing. So he's done shows, but it was like, you know, the main stage of Reading's like,
sure, that's
big
cool,
news.
Yeah.
Is that whole, that Dave Grohl breaking his leg and carrying on sort of epic, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, my fingers weren't broken, and my voice was fine, so it was... it felt like cancelling would be remiss.
Have you seen this thing about Dave Grohl, by the way?
Yeah, emailing Cornwall Council.
That's right. This is amazing, yeah. Isn't it?
It is. You know, the thing about Dave Grohl is, who I've not met, but I am a fan of, you know, there's a lot of people kind of sort of take the mick out of Dave Grohl about, like, you know, sort of like sort of turning up at fans' birthday parties, yeah, and all that kind of thing. There's lots of kind of like joke news articles about that. But if you actually look like in detail at the stuff that he does, it's hard to argue with. Do you know what I mean? I know I've already got friends of mine being sarcastic on Facebook about this Cornwall thing, but it's like at the end of the day, you know, it's brought a massive amount of attention to an issue that needs addressing. And as the patron, or one of the patrons of the Music Venues Trust, and Independent Venue Week and all that kind of thing, you know, I think it's an excellent thing that he's done there.
Absolutely. I mean, if you read, you know, well, partly the idea of, like, Dave Grohl getting involved in the minutiae of council regulation.
Yeah, I can just imagine someone at the council being like...
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's set a precedent now, right? So if, say, a fan of yours... Wrote to you and said, look, the council aren't collecting my bins, Frank. You know, would you weigh in, you know, on behalf of that fan?
Yes. There you go.
Yes, I definitely would.
I've got so much free time that writing to the councils of England about bin collection. Do you want to ask me about litter as well?
It's a big story in Nottingham.
I'm very anti-litter.
Yeah.
When you see somebody, it really grinds my gears when you see someone dropping litter on the street. You know,
are you the sort of person that would say something, though, or do you sort of...
It sort of depends on the situation,
and
really.
How big they are.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And what time of day it is and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's just a bit kind of like, you know, do you think your mum's going to pick it up? I mean, like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I like that this has become a sort of litter-based programme by accident now. Yeah. It's where it's going to go.
You know how, like, when Julie Hartley-Brewer had Nigel Farage on yesterday?
Yes.
Like, big article on our website, like, what everything he said.
Yeah.
Can we get the website people to put up a Frank Turner on litter?
And bins, yeah. Generally speaking.
Can I not be in the same sentence as Nigel Farage ever again?
There was a hidden full stop in that.
Very funny moment yesterday, right? So Farage was coming in to sit on Julie Hartley-Brewer's thing. And
on her lap.
On her lap. And somebody, Cass, our assistant producer, was tasked with going into the kitchen here, basically. And I kid you not, she said, I've been sent in here, Nigel Farage, to wipe the scum off the chairs so he can sit down. And I thought, well...
is that referring to the presenters? No, it was
just the dirt on the chairs. I thought, well, you're wiping scum off a chair so another one can sit there. I mean, what are you doing? Yeah.
He must have done enough radio in his time tonight. Just sit down, get over yourself.
I know, exactly, yeah. 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 I mean, you came in here, just sat down, didn't even glance at the chair.
Well, I mean, should I have been worried?
Loads of crap on that chair, yeah. When you stand up, my friend.
Now you tell me. I'm going back to the bathroom again after this.
So what are you doing? What are you just doing now?
Another plug. When my new album came out in August last year, we sort of decided to do 2 years on tour for the album.
Yep.
Like, solidly, although after nearly killing ourselves around the Tape Deck Heart tour, we take a week off in between runs now.
Yep.
So I've just done 5-6 weeks in the USA and Canada. Got a week off, then I'm doing 5-6 weeks in Europe, and then I've got a week off. So it sort of works like that, but I'm just trotting around the world,
sure,
telling people.
And when are you next back in the UK?
Well, the UK, as ever with the UK, I love the UK, it's my home and all the rest of it, but they, that people get really shirty when I don't tour the UK. Like, the day after a UK tour, it's like, when are you coming back to the UK? And it's kind of like, I just did it, loads of it. I'm doing some festivals this summer.
Yep.
Not all of which have been announced. And that is the last thing I'm saying about that, because I've got in trouble so many times.
I've got in trouble
so many times for saying things that haven't been announced yet or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to be around doing a few festivals in the UK this summer, and then we're going to be doing a big UK tour at the end of the year that hasn't even been booked properly yet.
Okay.
Properly, fully, I should say.
Yeah.
I'll be around.
Okay.
And then there's big plan. There's going to be a big event at the end of the year.
Ooh.
Which I also can't say.
Oh, come
about.
On! You can't just
well,
tease.
Okay, I'll give you a bit more. But cool. I count my shows, right?
I know you do.
So I'm on show. I think I'm on like 1,864-ish.
Okay.
At the moment, and there's a big number coming up.
There is.
So 1,892.
Yeah. But yeah, so we've got plans.
Excellent. All right,
the thing is, they're not set in stone just yet, because we can't quite figure out how many shows. It's quite difficult to
schedule it in.
And so basically at some point we're going to have to decide that I can do no more shows than the ones listed. And actually, I had a problem with this. In 2011, yeah. I did my show 1000, and we had a party booked. All my friends from a band called Nambuka, I used to hang out, but booked this party. There were 1,000 people coming. You know, it was this huge deal, and it was in the diary. And immediately beforehand, I was in Australia doing a tour. And I played this place in Melbourne called the Art House. Now, the Art House, like the CBGBs of Australia, it's like the punk venue. And it was being pulled down the following week. And I was playing, I played there, and it was a sold out show. It was great. And they went, cool, we've booked you a second night next week, which will be the last ever show at the Art House. And I went, I can't do it. and they were just like, what? You're going to be in Australia. You've got nothing on that day. Yeah. It's a legendary venue that's being closed down, and it'll be sold out. And it's the show here tonight sold out. What are you talking about? And I said, I just can't do it. I can't, because then the numbers would be wrong when I got home.
You created such a rod for your own already bad
back. No, I know. They looked at me like I was a moron. and then I explained, and they didn't stop looking at me like I was a moron.
You could have just invited one more person to the other show.
I suppose
1,001
so.
1,001 people in attendance.
Yeah, but it just, I don't know. So we didn't do it. I didn't do the extra Australian show. And I flew home feeling bad.
Good. Listen, it's been a pleasure to have you in, of course.
Thanks for having me in. This is fun.
Slightly random, though, it was, and you were just walking out of the door to go home.
Yes, well, I know. My dinner's getting cold. Dinner? Lunch? Hold on. Yeah. No one's cooking for me. No, it's fun. We should do this more often.
I think, yeah, absolutely.
Next time we're having a litter-based show.
I will get you in.
You'll be okay.
Well, as we know, I mean, the simple answer to this, in your own words, to everything, to all the problems, is that simple rock and roll will save us all.
Yes. the causal link between litter and rock and roll, not immediately.
No, I only said it because that's the song I've managed to find to play
right.
You out of the studio
okay.
with.
Excellent. So, well done. So you were doing a segue.
Thank you!
And I'm screwed it up.
Yes!
Just before I go, will you join my 80s tribute band called Segway Sputnik?
I absolutely will.
But we just do, like, 30-second long, kind of, like, sort of, almost like Seinfeld, kind of, you know, slap bass bits.
I jingles, absolutely will do that, yes.
Segway Sputnik.
I'm in.
Have you ever heard John sing or play an instrument, though?
Have you ever heard Zig Sputnik sing or play an instrument? Is my point out, yeah.
Well, yeah, you could play the iPad. You've got one in front of you,
right? I can play an iPad. I can learn. Hey, if your guitar tech can learn all of your songs in 8 days...
Exactly.
There's hope.
This is almost exactly the same thing.
Listen, Frank, absolute pleasure.
Thanks for having
you in. You can go now.
Good. Thank you.
Frank Turner.
I'm going home.
As Talk Radio's brand new head of music, I'm pleased to say that Frank Turner joined us in the studio. And to play us into the ads, this is Frank Turner.
Hey, yay, hey, yay, friends and Romans, countrymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, punks and skins and journeymen. Hey, yay, hey, yay, my sisters and my brethren. The time is coming near. Come ye to soulless corporate circus stops. Come ye to toilet circuit touring stops. Come ye to bedrooms, bars and bunker squats. The sound is ringing clear. Now who'd have thought that after all, something as simple as rock and roll would save us all? It was rock and roll.
You're listening to Talk Radio. It is 1:45. My name is John Holmes. That is Frank Turner, who joined us as a sort of random dragged in out of the toilets guest. Still to come in this hour, headline hijack, make up a news story, get it into the news at 2:00. We'll do it after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can always get a great range of trade products at great trade prices. And now we've made the trade price of our rugby premium cement, well, even greater. Until the end of March, get a 25 kilogram bag of rugby premium cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 ex-VAT. And don't forget to get your copy of the new, even bigger Selco trade price guide in branch now.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £212 a year. If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still no change through Bedfordshire this afternoon. The A1 Great North Road remains closed between Sandy and the Black Cat roundabout, the A421. There's an accident there, a shed load of rubbish as well. Just one lane open on the southbound M6 because of an accident between junction 15 at Stoke and 14 at Stafford. Delays both sides, northbound slow due to onlookers. On the M1, there's a caravan overturned southbound between Tipshelf Services and junction 28 for Alfreton and Mansfield, so delays. I'm Dave Stamford.
She's the fearless first lady of football whose drive and determination have taken her to the very top. She's a CBE, the vice chairman of West Ham United and Lord Sugar's right-hand woman. She's the Baroness who represents the best of British business. She's Karen Brady. And this Sunday morning from 11, she reveals the secrets of her success to Eamon Holmes, exclusively on Talk Radio. Let's talk with Eamon Holmes and Karen Brady. This Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh yeah, it's Talk Radio. What he said there in all of that production. And it's 10 minutes to 2 o'clock, which means at 2 o'clock, of course, Tim will be here with the news. The news will come out of his mouth. Within that news will be a made-up news story. We call it Headline Hijack. You can get your made-up lie into the news. There can be only one winner, and it might well be you. So the lines are open for the Headline Hijack this afternoon. 87222. I think you have to do some start the what?
Yeah, you start.
Start the what? Just start the.
Start the message with talk.
Right, and or you can use Twitter. Or you can use Twitter.
Twitter, so you start the message with whatever word you want.
Okay, fine. Good. Right, so that's how you get in touch for Headline Hijack. Before Cornelius, texts coming, texts
yes,
all coming in.
Yes,
I mean, we are taking, this is, by the way, consider this a home for any reactionary text you want to send about any subject, because that's, we're just trying to fit in with Talk Radio. So any old reactionary subject, just send it in, irrelevant, doesn't matter what we're talking about, send it in, just get it off your chest, because that's what you have to say on Talk Radio to make people react, respond, brings the racist out of the closet into the light, doesn't it? What have you got?
Terry Pseudonym has said that we should really be looking at the religion itself. So,
yeah.
And Home Alone with No One to Talk To has said that he just completely agree with the government, what the government are doing it at the moment.
Yeah.
It's the councils who are getting it wrong.
That's it. Well, he's got a fair point. This is from Kay Hawk as well. Honestly, he just writes that everything that's happened so far is wrong. And that is a valid point, actually. If you've if you have an opinion,
so you're talking about the show.
Yes, if you have an opinion, then 87222. Did you start your
message with the word talk
or at Talk Radio?
Start your message with any word you want.
It's Headline Hijack now. So this is where you get to make up the news. at 2 o'clock. That's when the news will be there. Traditionally, at the top of the hour, it's something we do have to comply with. However, within it will be a made-up news lie. We would like you to supply it. We call it Headline Hijack. The clue is in the name. Many of these coming in now. Many of these coming in. And thank you for them. This from Daniel this afternoon. Scientists in London say they detected early signs of life in Hull. It's thought that satellite images have captured images of cigarette butts in the wasteland that could not exist in nature. So they think now there's actually there is actually life in Hull. What have you got there? Cornelius.
Apparently, following last year's ban on legal highs, the government have put forward a bill to ban illegal highs in all their forms.
Yeah, well, it's the next logical step. Yeah, if you're going for legal highs, it makes sense to go after illegal highs.
Yeah, really should ban them. That's from Teresa. Thank you, Teresa.
Good work, Teresa. Dave Grohl, we talked about this earlier with Frank Turner, of course, following the fact that he contacted Cornwall Council to get a band's noise ban overturned. The rock star has decided to run as a councillor in the next local election in Cornwall. So Dave Grohl could well be a local councillor in Devon and Cornwall. And if you know, want something in your corner to do with bins or problem neighbours, or I do understand that Dave Grohl is quite adept at removing wasps' nests, which is something a council can help you with, then Dave Grohl... or if you know, if you have a foo that needs fighting. Then
he's very good at that.
Dave Grohl is also in charge of those skips where you take clothes to recycle as well.
Right. Right.
Dave Grohl. And food banks. And they're gonna call them foo banks now. And it'll be a big picture of Dave Grohl's face. I might have overthought
that. What's happening?
I don't know. Have you got another one there, Cornelius?
Yeah.
What else is coming in for this morning? This is afternoon's Headline Hijack.
Frank has emailed. Another Frank has emailed. After facing criticisms, the Board of Governors at primary school have decided to scrap ankle tags on the children to deter truancy.
See, the problem we've got here is you can't read.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Yeah.
It's my main role on this show.
There's a slight issue. You haven't really got a role on this. I don't know what your role is on this show.
Just here, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just found you in the stairwell like we found Frank Turner. But you didn't leave.
A helium balloon factory in Idaho, in America, has begun to hover. This has come in. This is from Hank, who I think is listening in America. It's similar to the house on the film Up. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's how the building has been tethered down, but there's too much helium in it. And it's 3 inches off the ground now.
Oh, wow.
And they are having problems trying to tether it back down. So, yeah, just that's the details coming in from Hank. You've still got time, by the way. 83936 at Talk Radio. 83936, did I just say? That's not even our text number.
No, that's the old text number.
I just said the wrong text.
Don't text there.
I'll tell you what, if you text something to 83936 now, that's going to confuse the hell out of Dan O'Connell over on Radio X, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're just sending Dan O'Connell random news stories. He's just going to be getting, you know, normally it's people just going, oh, can I have a shout out? Can you play Stereophonics? That's what he's normally used to, and now he's going to just get random news stories because I just gave out the wrong text. Hey, look, text them to us, of course, 87222. But if you want to text random news stories to Dan O'Connell over on Radio X, you be my guest. That's absolutely fine. Just to confuse him. Have we got a winner?
Yeah.
We've got a winner. All right, excellent news. Right, so there is a winner for Headline Hijack. I'll tell you who it was after the news. What else is coming up in the programme? Ask me that.
John, hi.
Hi there.
John. John, it's Dave here. Dave, the producer speaking.
Hi, Dave.
Quick question for you.
Yes, go on.
Just vis-a-vis the show.
Yes, go on.
What's coming up later on the show, please?
Well, let me tell you what's coming up later on the show. I'll tell you exactly what's coming later on the show. You can win some meat.
Oh, how?
Ask me how.
Oh, how?
In a game of band or American election terminology.
Hmm.
That's what we're going to be doing, and that's going to be later, isn't it? What time are we doing that?
3:30.
Okay, fine. We didn't do Lonely Lunchtime, by the way, because we had guest Frank Turner.
Well, he was on his own at lunchtime.
He was.
Just having a wee.
We got him in here, and so we did idle chit-chat. But Lonely Lunchtime, if you are on your own having lunch, then we will be your virtual friend or colleague. Now, obviously, we had to drop it today because of Frank Turner, but it'll be back tomorrow. So if you'd like to chat to us over your lunch that you're having on your own because you've been shunned by colleagues, then you can do so by getting in touch on that number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or do it on Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
And you could be our lonely luncher tomorrow on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Right now, the UK is at the cutting edge of innovation, and the world is looking to our tech companies to help develop the future of healthcare, smart cities, and infrastructure. Think smart and find live opportunities to grow your business. Visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
At Arnold Clark, it's not about the money you spend. It's about the money you save every single month. With Deal Plus, it's about affordable car finance. It's about a low representative APR of just 7.6%. And it's about £99 deposits on over 9,000 cars. Deal Plus from Arnold Clark. It's about saving you money. Search Deal Plus at arnoldclark.com. It's about you.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Hi, Susie Perry here. We all love trying new things in the spring. There's never been a better time to try digital radio. You'll get extra stations plus all your favourites, including brand new ones launching this spring. So what are you waiting for? Check out the latest models starting from just £25 on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
To find out which stations are available in your area, visit getdigitalradio.com.
If you love radio, go digital.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It is 2 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Tim's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Thank you, John. Coming up, jail for Adam Johnson, a double murder in Cleveland, and tributes for a football legend.
Talk Radio.
Former England footballer Adam Johnson's been sentenced to 6 years in jail for grooming and sexual activity with a child. The judge at Bradford Crown Court told him he had no remorse, but his 15-year-old victim had suffered severe psychological harm because of his actions. Sky's Martin Brunt says a psychologist had questioned Johnson's maturity in court, something even his defence counsel brought up.
Johnson admitted that the life he led had slowed up his maturity, so even he was keen to, or was prepared to acknowledge that.
Johnson will have to serve at least 3 years and has been stripped of his England caps. He has to pay £50,000 of the prosecution costs. A fifth suspect is now thought to have been involved in the Brussels attacks in which 31 people died and more than 300 were injured. Six British people are now known to have been hurt in the bombings on Tuesday. Two are still in hospital. A man's been arrested on suspicion of murdering two women in separate attacks on Teesside. Police were called to two incidents a short distance apart within a few minutes in Redcar last night. Ryan lives there and says he arrived home to find his street sealed off.
I just come home last night and there's 13 police vehicles here and they just wouldn't let me drive up the road here. And somebody got stabbed, that's all I know.
The Chancellor has promised his sugar tax will be introduced in 2018 after some producers threatened legal action.
I would say if they want to have an argument about the sugar tax, bring it on. We are going to introduce a sugar tax. That's not a threat or a promise, it's the way it's going to be.
George Osborne's been questioned by MPs on the Commons Treasury Committee about his budget. He also admitted future changes to disability benefits will have to be managed in a better way. Last week's announcement to cut them prompted Work and Pensions Secretary Ian Duncan-Smith to resign. Dutch football great Johan Cruyff has died at the age of 68 after losing a battle with cancer. The footballer is recognised as one of the finest players of all time, and tributes have been paid to the three-time Ballon d'Or winner on Twitter, with a clip of his famous Cruyff turn also going viral. Dutch football correspondent Marcel van der Kraan says in terms of his influence on the game, he's on his own.
I cannot think of anybody bigger. I cannot think of anybody who has inspired youth, top professional players, managers, everybody with his view and his vision on football.
Archaeologists say they believe William Shakespeare's skull is missing from his tomb. A survey using ground-penetrating radar backs up a story that it was stolen by 16th-century bounty hunters.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain pushing across the southeast this afternoon. That will be heavy at times. It's going to become colder in the north with a high of 8 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ben Fletcher. Stoke goalkeeper Jack Butlin says he's keen to take advantage of Joe Hart's injury and make a claim for England's number one shirt. The Manchester City stopper will miss the friendlies with Germany and the Netherlands. Butlin says he's focusing on proving himself ahead of Euro 2016 this summer.
Obviously it's never nice for not just a fellow teammate but a friend as well, obviously, to get injured, so it's terrible news for Joe, and hopefully he recovers quickly. I'm not going to get bogged down into to people comparing me this way and the other. It's, do what I can to show the manager that I'm capable of doing the job.
Wales and Northern Ireland continue their build-up to Euro 2016 tonight when they meet in a friendly in Cardiff. Scotland travel to the Czech Republic. Finally, on to tennis, and Kyle Edmund has the biggest match of his career later at the Miami Open. The British number four faces world number one Novak Djokovic. In the women's draw, Heather Watson takes on the American Sloane Stephens. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a group of concerned mothers have set out an agenda to get fast food restaurants to install obstacle courses in between their front door and their counter. It's to get customers doing some exercise before they order the unhealthy foods.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, then, good afternoon. It is 5 minutes past 2 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. It is Thursday. I am John Holmes. Still to come on the programme, you can win some meat. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb in a game of band or American election terminology. That's still to come on the programme. We'll also be joined, we've already had one guest this morning, this afternoon even, Frank Turner. So I don't know what I'm doing. Frank Turner, who we spotted in a stairwell because he was doing a session downstairs for Virgin Radio, which launches next week, was just sort of having a wee. So we, as he came out of the toilet, we got him, we dragged him in here, we had a chat. But that's not all. The Oscar-winning actress Holly Hunter.
Whoa.
I know! Holly bloody Hunter! Joins us very shortly indeed. I don't know whether she's having a wee. I don't know what she's doing. Whatever, but we'll get her in here and we'll be having a chat about, because she's in Batman versus Superman, of course. And, we couldn't get Ben Affleck. So, that's coming on the programme. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Just before we come to this morning.
Yes, the afternoon, John.
Saying this morning. I'll get used to it. This afternoon's review, which we'll come to in a moment. Cornelius, more from the reactionary texts, please.
Yeah,
we are, of course, taking your reactionary texts. They don't have to do anything to do with what we're talking about. But, it's Talk Radio. It's your place to be reactionary.
Yes, we've had lots of reaction. A concerned father has texted in saying, "As a concerned father, I can't help but worry about whether my offspring will be able to grow up in this technological-based economy."
Yeah, well,
and NIMBY has said, "I don't care what they do, as long as they keep it in the privacy of their own bedrooms and don't rub it in my face.
Absolutely right. As well, I've got one here. This is from Sheridan Blackhead on Twitter. It just says, I bloody hate Durham. If you've got an opinion on Durham, then do text us. 87222.
Let's say talk first.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
And just use any word you want first.
Well done, Cornelius. Very good. That was very tight. Right. So it is time then for our review slot. Now, if you've been listening over the past few days, you'll know that what we're doing is bringing you the next generation of pundits and critics. Because, you know, the same ones get wheeled out time and time again, don't they? Time and time again on the television and on the radio and in the papers, just reviewing their things. Same old names, same old faces, same old voices. But whither the next generation of these people? Well, we are road testing your future punditry by bringing in some work experience critics. We've done TV, we've done music, we did hipster crap hipster yesterday. And today, what is the subject we are reviewing?
Technology today.
And your name is?
Nathan Gore.
Hi, Nathan.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm from King's College in London.
You're doing history?
No.
Oh.
Oh. It's a bit
I'm doing law.
Law?
Law. Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it? King's College in London appears to be like a conduit for the pundits of the future.
Yeah, they do.
But none of them want to study what they're actually studying. So no. They just want to come in and review, which is fine. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
They've all done history, the other ones, Nathan. So this is now law versus history. So yeah. How long have you been studying law, Nathan?
I'm in my fourth year now.
Your fourth year?
Fourth
okay.
Year. And of how many years?
It's the final year.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought law might take ages.
It does take 4 years.
Yeah.
It feels like a long time.
Yeah.
Really? What's your favourite law?
Favourite law? It's illegal to suspiciously handle salmon. I think that's a pretty good one.
That is a good law, yeah. Yeah. A lot of old Radio 1 DJs going to talk about
that.
So, Nathan, you're reviewing tech for us.
Yes.
Okay, is this something you're interested in? You're sort of, when you're young, you know, you probably know about tech, don't you?
Yeah, oh, I think I know a fair amount, yeah.
Good, okay. Well, that's a good job. That's what you've chosen to review there. So, all right. Is this the first time you've done this?
Yeah.
Fine,
yeah.
Good. So, what are you reviewing, Nathan? What have you got?
Well, the big announcement this week is the new iPhone and iPad announced by Apple.
Yes, correct. I saw that, yeah.
Are you an iPhone user?
Look what I've got here.
He's got an iPad.
Oh, nice.
I'm operating an iPad badly. That's what I'm doing, yeah. So, yes, I am. I do. I have gone down the route of the fruit-based communication equipment, that is true, yes.
So yeah, they've announced the new iPhone SE.
Yes, what does that stand for?
There's some confusion, but apparently it's just special edition.
Well, that... Right, okay, fine.
But not really sure how it slots in with the rest of the iPhones, but basically it's taking their new technology and putting it into a smaller 4-inch sized phone.
Yes.
Because I think they found that a lot of the old 4-inch phones are really popular still, and people don't like having these big... a 6-inch sort of, I think they're called phablets.
Phablets?
Yeah, that's the new term people are using for these, like, 6-inch plus phones.
Don't come in here and say phablet.
I'm not a fan of the term either,
no.
But...
Do you have a phablet, though?
No. It's a small hand, so it's small phone.
You've got very small hands, actually, haven't you?
Yeah, so
hold them up again? God, that wouldn't hold a phablet, would it? Look at that.
No, so I'm quite a fan of these sort of phones,
you've
really.
You've got child hands, Nathan. You wouldn't want to suspiciously handle salmon with them, would you? Let's be honest.
It's clearly the market that Apple are going for, I think.
Yeah, it's tiny-handed, tiny-handed adults. Yeah. Well, it's true, because at one point, everything was sort of growing, wasn't it? It was going, oh, you've got to get a bit... The iPad Pro's bigger, this is big, 12-inch screen here, thingy there. And now, you know, it reached... It's going back... They suck us in, don't they? And just sell us what we already had. By just putting something else in the way first. Is that how tech works? Why are we such suckers for it, Nathan?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Like, I mean, the iPhone is probably, like, it's years behind, like, say, most Android phones, really, in terms of technology.
Yeah.
It's just basically the old iPhone 5 with a few new features put on and made smaller.
Right.
So it's sort of like, if you're an Apple fan, you're going to love this.
What does the Android do that's years ahead that the iPhone doesn't then?
It's just like things like NFC, like you can do payments like contactless. Like they're just announcing that with the Apple, but that was in Android, say, in like 2012.
Was it?
Really?
Yeah. I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah, like lots of things, just like the quality of the screens,
yeah.
Being able to customise your phone, all those sort of things, have just come to Apple like 4 or 5 years later.
See, there was us thinking Apple were ahead of the curve all the time. That's because that's not what we fed, isn't it? Mm. By the mainstream media, Nathan, of which you're part now. And we just sort of believe it. And we go, oh, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, but really, these things have been around for a long time, is what you're telling me.
Well, I think a lot of people think that since Steve Jobs left...
Steve Jobs.
Obviously, he died, and Tim Cook's now taken over from tail charge of Apple. A lot of people say that they've sort of gone a bit downhill now, and they don't innovate as much. They just sort of follow other trends now.
Yeah.
Steve Cook's playing it safe.
Tim Cook.
Tim Cook as well.
Yeah.
He's also playing it safe.
Playing it safe, in your worthless opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What else are you reviewing, Nathan?
Well, also, with the iPhone, they also announced the new iPad Pro.
Yes.
A bit of a confusing announcement. It's basically the iPad Air, same size.
Okay, right. Okay.
But a smaller version of the iPad Pro, which makes sense, I guess.
Right, so there's a... this is what I don't understand. Right, so you get an iPad. Right, I've got an iPad.
All right.
Ah, yeah, but now it's an iPad Air. What? And now's an iPad Pro. What's the difference between these things?
It's a smaller iPad Pro that looks like an iPad Air.
What? Yeah, but there's already an iPad Air that's that size, Nathan.
I think it's just they realised they had too many model lines, and they sort of trying to streamline it, because you had like the Mini, the Air, the Pro, and they just are trying to make it less confusing.
I don't think I care.
It's not really helping.
No,
I don't think I care. I got an iPad here. I don't need, you know, it does what all the other ones do, doesn't it, really?
Well, I'd hate to be prejudiced, but they all...
Which is a shame, then, because you are.
Yeah, well, they all look the same to me.
Exactly, yeah.
They do.
I mean, the whole point of this new one is it looks the same as one that was out 2 years ago.
Yeah, they all look the same, don't they?
Yeah.
Those iPads.
And they don't work a lot of the time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, yeah. Mm. What else have you got?
Well, also this week we had Google's computer called AlphaGo. Are you aware of the game called Go? It's a Chinese game, sort of similar to chess.
It's racist. It's not racist. I'm not.
Yes, it's a fairly ancient Chinese game, similar to chess, and okay. They've been trying to make an AI computer be able to beat a human at it.
I did read about this, yes.
The issue is like, well, computers can beat humans at chess, checkers, noughts and crosses, that's easy. But Go has, I think, is more possible moves than there are atoms in the universe, I think it was the phrase people banded around. So there's so many options, so you can't just guess what options via computer. So it's sort of like the achievement for AI would be beating the world champion in this series, and it did 4-1, I think, over a five match series.
Right, I've absolutely no idea what you're talking about. However, that's the kind of point of the tech review.
Yeah,
because yeah. I've learned something now. I don't know what it is, but basically, what you're saying, Nathan, is that we are only moments away from the war against the machines.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, fine. Good, Nathan. Thank you so much for coming in with your tech review that I didn't understand. It's Talk Radio. It's coming up to 2:15. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious than...
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade, it's your reputation.
It's 10 men, backs to the wall. It's a free kick in injury time. It's a sudden death penalty shootout. For those football crunch moments, it has to be Burton's Fish and Chips. The satisfying football snack available in three fantastic flavours, including salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce. Look for the classic newspaper wrap bags in snack retailers everywhere. Burton's Fish and Chips.
Kicks hunger into the back of the net.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Whether it's food or cosmetics, demand for UK products overseas is growing fast, and your business could be missing out.
For help selling online to millions of people around the world, visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Through the Scottish borders, the A74M remains closed northbound between junction 17 at Lockerbie and 16 at Johnston Bridge. That was after an earlier vehicle fire. Still two lanes closed on the southbound M1, an overturned caravan near Mansfield. This is between Tipshaft Services and junction 28. The Londonbound M40 in Buckinghamshire, there's been a three-vehicle accident near junction 4 for High Wycombe, so traffic is slow to get past. And the A1 in Bedfordshire remains closed northbound after Sandy Roundabout. I'm Dave Stamford.
Jamie, there's chocolate and jam all over the wall. What a wonderful composition. The use of fingers to smear the colours together adds an exciting energy to the piece. As for the childlike depiction of the chocolatey dragon and flames made of jam, simply superb.
Don't worry if you've got a mini Michelangelo. With Dulux Endurance, you can wash away the stain, not the paint. Great offers on Dulux Endurance ready-mixed colours in store now.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'll get you talking. 2:18, good afternoon.
You're listening to Talk Radio Thursday afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. A lot more reactionary text action as well this afternoon. Don't forget, you can text us on 87222.
Say the word talk first.
You can tweet us on at Talk Radio.
Put any word you want first.
That's how it works. And you can be as reactionary as you like, because that is how the world of Talk Radio works. Just anger, isn't it? Just have
a... I've got an opinion! I don't know what to do with it, so I'm going to text it to a bloody radio station.
That's what I want to hear from you. What's been coming in, Cornelius? We go over to Cornelius, of course, who is, like on Channel 5's The Right Stuff, just sort of sitting there reading out texts and tweets as they come in with a headset on that does absolutely nothing. So what have you got, Cornelius?
Hi, John, I'm wearing a top that's not too complicated this morning. Dan Buttery...
Afternoon.
Yes. Well, I was also wearing it this morning.
Fine.
Dan Buttery has tweeted in. He started his word with... started the message with the word "it's." He said, "It's just all out of control. When's it going to stop?"
And he's absolutely right. And if you have got an opinion on when it's going to stop, then we do want to hear from you. 87222...
Say the word talk first.
Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Say any word you want first.
There we go. Okay, so it's time for a brand new feature here on Talk Radio now. We do have a friend of the show, actually. His name is Vexen Le Crowley. He is the high priest of the Temple of Mephistopheles, which, as many of you may know, is in Hendon. And he will be joining us on a weekly and indeed regular basis. And the reason for that is because if you've ever listened to any other broadcast media at all, and I'm talking Radio 4, Radio 2, many places do this, they give you a moment to reflect on your spiritual side. It's a sort of pause for thought. If you've ever heard it, what you'll know, you'll get someone of a religious bent and they'll share with you an anecdote from their lives and then somehow tenuously link it to whatever deity it is they believe in. Now, the thing that unites all of the other ones, of course, is that often you will have Christians going on the radio and doing exactly as I just described. Or, you know, Jewish people go on there. You have a rabbi coming in. Imams, of course, from Muslim temples will come in. And they will, indeed, follow the well-worn path of anecdote from their lives, followed by a tenuous link to whatever deity it is they believe in. However, here's the point I'm making. We, as you know, are an equal opportunities employer on this afternoon programme on Talk Radio, much more than any other radio show. Hence, we have a diversity paper review, which, again, will be coming up later. But I think the gap in the market, really, if you think about it, and all those other pause for thoughts, where on earth is the pause for thought for people who worship the devil? Well, wonder no more, because High Priest Vexander Crowley, he is from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, is here for his first ever on Talk Radio Thought for the Day for Satanists. Good afternoon, Vexen.
Good afternoon. Now, as I enter middle age, it's fair to say that years of sickening, foul and debauched behaviour undertaken by me and my kind in the name of the fallen angel have certainly started to catch up with me. As such, I was intrigued by an advertisement I saw recently on the tube for a certain product, one which resembled a small bottle of yoghurt at first, but which claimed to provide one's body with so-called good bacteria. Now, I'm no scientist, hell forfend, so this was certainly news to me, and I'll be honest, until lately, I had really only been familiar with what I like to think of as Satan's bad bacteria, and the way in which it can fill a human soul with the sort of demonic, coarse, and revolting thoughts and feelings that could have been spewed from the vile guts of Beelzebub himself. So I have to say, the idea that this bad bacteria could be assailed by good bacteria fascinated me. And then I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For while one may attempt to surround oneself with goodness and take in that which is pure and which heals, in the true gut of man, foulness is what reigns supreme. You only have to think of the stench of one's excrement to know that. The devil revels in all that is fecal, and no amount of drinking yogurt is going to change that. And, you know, that's exactly why I poured the so-called healthy concoction down the sink and instead drank of the devil's alcohol. On this occasion, I supped of an 80% proof Polish vodka, stripped entirely naked, smeared myself in my own filth, and walked into town where I urinated onto the counter of a chicken cottage at 12:30 in the afternoon. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest Vexander Crowley there with his thought for the day for Satanists. Then, still to come on the programme, you can win some meat this afternoon. We are also the only national radio station, nay, show on it, to give away meat. You can choose from chicken, you can choose from beef, you can choose from lamb. I think, was it Steve yesterday? I think Steve, oh no, Andy. Andy yesterday won a game of Dead or Alive, and he won a shoulder of lamb out of it. So today, the meat-winning competition will be a game of Band or American Election Terminology. We'll be playing that later on. Stay tuned. And, of course, the Oscar-winning actress Holly Bloody Hunter. Only Oscar-winning, you know, from the film The Piano and that. She's in the new film Batman vs. Superman. We'll be talking to her about that after 2:30. And that's because we're not important enough to be able to get Ben Affleck or the bloke who plays Superman. So, over to the more text, of course. Your reactions are coming in. Your reactions to things. That's how Talk Radio works. This has just come in from Tony. Hi, John. I think public toilets should be made illegal. I'm sick and tired of it. Yeah, so that's wow. That's one from him there. Cornelius, paid intern Cornelius, what have you got there?
Darren in Holland has said that Darren. This is all getting out of hand now. So, well, there we go. And Junior Doctor has said, well, that's it.
Yeah, and it's absolutely right as well. And don't forget, who was it who texted in saying, let me just see if I can find it for you, because there's been a lot of response off the back of it. That was right. It was Sheridan Blackhead, wasn't it, who texted, he tweeted at Talk Radio to say, I bloody hate Durham. And a lot of people bloody hate Durham as well. They're getting in touch. A lot of people bloody like Durham.
Yes.
And they're also getting in touch. Ian Dealey's just tweeted the word Brexit as well. So that's an opinion worth considering, isn't it? And a Burger King employee has just tweeted, I'm making burgers at Burger King. So that's all the hard news this afternoon on Talk Radio. Cornelius, is there anything else reactionary coming in just while we're here?
Yes, mobile phone provider has texted, status quo, Fetty Wap, Kay Stewart, the Sugar Hole Gang and Onorama all get your priority tickets to go to more info. Go to this website.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that. That's good information. And I've got this as well, which says, this is from Pete Hawkins. It very simply says, and this came in a while ago, it says, the show, John, your show, your excellent show, love the show, Steve, is now 48 minutes in. And you've played two songs, and we did. We played Frank Turner, we played Suede, and he said, that's in 48 minutes, two songs, that's still more music than Chris Moyles ever played. So thank you for that, Pete. As I say, the Oscar-winning actress Holly Hunter will join us after 2:30. There's still a chance to win some meat in a game of band or American election terminology. But for now, as your regular listeners will know, there's simply too much news for one show to handle, which is why this show brings you the news distilled down to the art of Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, it's seven syllables, it's another five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Junior doctors plan a complete walkout strike. We need remedies.
It's the news in haikus. It needs to be distilled. News is complicated. And what better way to distill it down than with the art of Japanese poetry? The news in haikus, a regular feature, of course. Yeah, so Holly Hunter, earlier on, if you were listening, by the way, Frank Turner, the singer-songwriter Frank Turner, was doing a session for Virgin Radio, which launches next week. It's our sister station. And Frank Turner was just having a wee, so we noticed that was happening and just dragged him here. He was just trying to leave the building, so we just dragged him in here, essentially, to have a chat, which he did, and that's guest. How many other programmes on Talk Radio so far, by the way, have brought you the level of guest? Right. Yes, Hartley Brewer might well have had Farage, but we had Frank Turner, and we got Holly Hunter in the same... Yes, it's not Ben Affleck, but it's good. In the same show. So how many else has done that?
Yeah, I know, it's very good.
That's the way to get guests. Just wait till they walk past and just get them in. Just drag them into the studio. That's Holly Hunter chat coming up very shortly indeed. And as I say, your chance to win some meat in a game of band or American election terminology. It's just coming up to 2:30 Thursday afternoon, Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Tim's got the news headlines.
Talk Radio. Former England footballer Adam Johnson has been sent to prison for 6 years for sexual activity with a schoolgirl. The judge told him his 15-year-old victim had suffered severe psychological harm because of his actions. Speaking outside Bradford Crown Court, Jerry Wareham from the Crown Prosecution Service was also critical of the footballer's behaviour.
Adam Johnson exploited a young starstruck fan, actively grooming her over a number of months in single-minded pursuit of his own sexual gratification. He gave no thought to that girl's interests or welfare during that time or at any time since, repeatedly denying any wrongdoing until his trial began.
Johnson has had to sign the sex offenders register and he's been stripped of 12 England caps. A fifth suspect is now thought to have been involved in the Brussels attacks in which 31 people died and more than 300 were injured. Six British people are now known to have been hurt in the bombings on Tuesday. Two are still in hospital. Meanwhile, Paris attack suspect Salem Abdeslam has appeared in court in Brussels. His lawyer says he knew nothing of the bombings 2 days ago and he won't fight extradition to France. The NHS 111 service is making things worse for strained A&E departments, a top emergency doctor has said. Dr. Chris Moulton, who's vice president of the Royal College of Emergency Medicine, said the non-emergency phone line is sending some patients to A&E unnecessarily. And one of the greatest footballers of all time has died. Johan Cruyff, who was 68, had been battling lung cancer. Talk Radio's Tanya Snuggs has more.
A massively influential figure in the game, Cruyff was a multi-time European Footballer of the Year, playing for Barcelona and Ajax, both of whom he managed as well, while he was the driving force behind the Netherlands reaching the 1974 World Cup final. He died peacefully in Barcelona, surrounded by his family.
The weather. Rain will push southeastwards and it will be heavy at times. It's going to become colder in the north with a high of just 8 degrees.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So you are listening to Talk Radio. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. I promised you Hollywood action.
Is it really surprising that the most powerful man in the world should be a figure of controversy?
We, as a population on this planet, have been looking for a savior.
We're talking about a being whose very existence...
They are not telling us the truth.
...challenges our own sense of priority in the universe.
Human beings have a horrible track record of
tragedy.
Following people with great power.
Power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts. Absolutely.
Chaos.
Maybe he's just a guy trying to do the right thing.
We know better now, don't we? Devils don't come from hell beneath us.
They brought their war here.
No, they come from the sky.
The world has been so caught up with what he can do that no one has asked what he should do.
Go home! Go home! Go home! Go home!
That's how it starts. The fever, the rage, the feeling of powerlessness that turns good men cruel.
Tell me, do you bleed? You will.
I'm very excited to be joined by the star of the 1981 horror film The Burning, in which she played Sophie, and an actress who, for me, will always be the definitive uncredited voice in the 1984 movie Blood Simple. It's the Oscar-winning actress Holly Hunter. Hello, the Oscar-winning actress Holly Hunter. How the hell are you?
Well, you've done some research.
I am very impressed.
Myself and my Sophie. Right. Yeah, I didn't even remember that.
Yeah. Can you remember the name of the... the stalky serial killer psychopath in The Burning?
No.
It was Cropsey.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go. He was a caretaker.
All these memories back coming back.
From the dead.
Oh, thank you.
To take his revenge. Do you know, that film, though, it's weird. That was one of the... It came out in... it's like 1981, I think, and it came out on what was then new video over here, and it was one of the first horror films I watched.
Wow, and yeah. Harvey Weinstein produced.
That's right.
So that was kind of wild.
Yeah, his career, yeah. I mean, was that kind of, I mean, that was that your first screen job? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was like 3 weeks after I moved to New York City, right out of college.
Yeah.
Really wanting to be an actress. And, you know, I got basically kind of like a glorified extra in that movie. So I got, I was employed for, I was there for like a month.
Yeah.
And I was making like, you know, beaucoups of money.
Yeah.
I was rolling in dough. Rolling. I mean, I would like sleep on it.
Yeah.
You know, it was just so much money.
Yeah.
You know, more money than I could ever imagine making.
And you're still spending it now, I imagine. All the spoils from the 1981
horror
film.
Yeah, I mean,
The
Burning. I was used to make, you know, waiting tables and,
yeah.
So this was like, I was so rich.
Yeah. Well, look, is it, because from then, obviously, just stratospheric. So, is it fair to say that the Coen brothers, of course, sort of got you on that path to superstardom, as it were? Because obviously you did Raising Arizona and
well, I don't know about superstardom.
Well, come on, Holly, come on. That's what we're all saying.
But look, it was, you know, we had become friends, for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then they wrote Raising Arizona and, you know, asked me to do it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not?
I mean,
I
you know, those guys,
thing
those guys are truly phenomenal.
Yeah.
They are phenomenons. In that their window as directors, their brilliant window is so wide. Yeah. They're able to continue to open it. You know, I mean, they just don't have that really narrow shelf life that so many directors have. Sure. I mean, it's just been going on for decades that they're brilliant.
So let's talk about the new film as well, because that's where we've picked up the rival film. Let's talk about your new one, because this is Batman versus Superman.
Right.
Is it that way around because it's alphabetical?
It is Batman versus Superman. Yeah. You have it exactly right.
That's exactly right. Because I know there's all the thing about posters in Hollywood where it often is done alphabetically to please everybody. And I just wonder if Batman's agent is better than Superman's agent in terms of characters.
It's a mystery why it is in that order, but it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those. It's obviously the beginning of a new franchise, isn't it? Because that's kind of the Marvel stuff did this. Now it's the turn of DC to kind of bring all these superheroes together.
I don't know.
Come on, you've seen it, right? You've seen the film.
I have. Yeah, yes, I have seen the film.
Good, I'm glad about that, yeah. And how do you rate your role in it, Holly?
Well, I think that, you know, it's kind of a fabulous original creation, because she brings a ballast, you know, a neutrality to mayhem, to kind of the chaos that starts the movie off, and you have kind of a calming voice who is there to play opposite Lex Luthor, who is not a calming voice.
Yeah, yeah.
He's volatile. He's combustible. And she's kind of like, she kind of draws him forth and brings, you know, is not really intimidated by him and not terribly moved by him, but very curious. I love that she was led by that kind of strength as a woman.
Sure, sure. Well, it's a film about strength, isn't it, in many ways? And I think that's interesting. What's happened in it is that you've got the sort of the male physical strength, and then you've got that kind of strong female character
absolutely.
In it as well. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And what was one of the reasons why I liked Zack Snyder, the director, was I think he loves a female energy and a female native strength, and it's exemplified by Lois Lane and Martha Kent and
absolutely.
Wonder Woman and Senator Finch. You know, Zach is not afraid.
Yeah. Do the reviews, of course, the first reviews are out, and they're good.
Oh, is that right?
And they're good, Holly. I don't know whether you know that.
Are they good?
They are good.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Do you care about reviews, though? Are you an actress? Do you bother with
the
reviews?
When I do a play, I never read the reviews. Yeah. I don't read them because I have to do it tomorrow night.
That's because it's more difficult, right? Because you've got to go back on and do it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear what they think about my hands. Because then I'm, you know, oh, my God, I can't use them.
Yeah.
But with a movie, you know, I will read them, and I also won't. I mean, it's not a do-or-die thing for me. But
sure.
But I'm thrilled that the reviews are good for this.
It's looking good. I mean, even the hardcore geeks who at the beginning, you know, those kind of, you know, those people.
That's a tough crowd.
Yeah, that is a tough crowd. You know, and when Ben was cast as Batman, they didn't like that, did they, initially? But now, they're all going, this is the best thing.
And Jesse Eisenberg was like, wait a minute, you're condemning me before I've had a chance to screw up.
Exactly. How do you go about choosing your roles? Because, you know, you've done quite a diverse number of roles, and I guess in this, you know, certainly in the franchise, that big action film like this, what's your criteria?
Well, you know, it depends on, like, my mood. That's one.
So someone's get a script to you, they've got to judge your mood first.
You know, has she had her coffee? Is she hung up?
Has she had a good review for a play?
But sometimes it's a matter of, hey, I really want to work. Sometimes I'm in the mood to act. You know, I haven't acted for a while, and it's like maybe I've taken a few months off, and I'm like, let's go. I want to do something, so I'll take something.
Yeah.
Or I'll need the money, so I'll take it for the. Or I love the director.
The burning cash has run out.
Cash
from 1981.
Cash is short. Cash is king. So, you know, sometimes it'll be, or the director is phenomenal, and I must do it. Like Terry Malick, he offered me a role, and I didn't even basically ask what the role was. I just said,
Yeah. I guess there are some directors like that, though, aren't there?
Yeah. The like, cut me out on the movie. I don't care. I want to work with you.
Sure. That some of the directors would say you haven't worked with, who would it be if they came to
you? We were talking about Joel and Ethan earlier, and I just think that they just don't quit. They just continue to be, you know, incredibly vivacious directors. They're so funny. They're so, you know, current.
Sure.
I would love to work with them.
And if they offered you the sequel to The Burning 2... The Return of Sophie. Would you think, is that going to...
Wow, who would Sophie be now?
Well, quite, you see, there's a character.
Quite a mystery.
Although
she could be anybody.
She probably got killed, right?
So. She was not killed.
Oh, okay. Well, there
I did not die.
Ah, well, what are they waiting for?
Well, maybe that's next.
This is waiting to happen.
The death
it?
Of Sophie.
Sophie versus Cropsey, the one of justice. That's such a niche reference, I realise. Listen,
yeah,
Holly,
that is so niche.
I can guarantee you, in all the interviews you do for this film, you will never be asked that question about the Return of the Burning.
You're the only one.
I think you're
to
right.
To say Sophie, to even say it, makes me
listen,
cringe.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Cheers, Holly. Holly Hunter there. Batman versus Superman, alphabetical order. Dawn of Justice is out in cinemas now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
The officiator halts the power play in the Manchester 18 zone. Oh, sweet Mary. Red card. The outfielder sent to the locker room. It's a penalized ejection scenario.
Our American cousins might be a bit over the top at times, but that's not a bad thing when it comes to glue. Gorilla Glue is America's choice because it's tough and works when other glues fail. It sticks stone, wood, metal, ceramics, and more with an incredibly strong bond. So get your Gorilla Glue. You'll find it at your local hardware emporium.
Hi, Susie Perry here. We all love trying new things in the spring. There's never been a better time to try digital radio. You'll get extra stations plus all your favourites, including brand new ones launching this spring. So what are you waiting for? Check out the latest models starting from just £25 on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
To find out which stations are available in your area, visit getdigitalradio.com.
If you love radio, go digital.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through the Scottish borders, the A74M remains closed northbound between junction 17 at Lockerbie and 16 at Johnston Bridge. That was after an earlier vehicle fire. Still two lanes closed on the southbound M1, an overturned caravan near Mansfield. This is between Tipshelf Services and junction 28. The Londonbound M40 in Buckinghamshire, there's been a three-vehicle accident near junction 4 for High Wycombe, so traffic is slow to get past. And the A1 in Bedfordshire remains closed northbound after Sandy Roundabout. I'm Dave Stanford.
Prepare to retune your radio to a frequency which exists only in the wildest extremes of your imagination. The Unexplained with Howard Hughes on Talk Radio.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits. This week on the show, we'll be talking to Jesse Marcel III, the grandson of the man who carried the can for what happened in Roswell in 1947. Open the airlock to the parallel universe of The Unexplained. Talk Radio's weekly X-rated excursion into the extraordinary, the explosive, and the unexplained.
Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, what he said there, that man in the with his voiceover voice. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's 3:15. Just before our next feature, it's time to go through some more of your texts. You can text us on 87222.
Say talk first.
That's not the message. Stop saying
what
that.
What is it?
You
what
start
is it?
The message with the word talk.
Start.
You don't say talk first.
Yeah, just say it aloud before you text.
Shall we try it again?
Yeah.
Okay. You can text us 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Start your tweet with whatever word you want.
There it is.
Literally go out of the studio for 1 minute and he can't even say the basic sentences.
He's been saying that all afternoon, Dave. Producer Dave just walked into the studio. Why have you come in?
Just because he was messing that up.
You've come in to admonish him?
Yep.
Okay.
Done. As you were.
Right. We do have some of on your reactionary texts. And remember, this is where you can be on this show. Reactionary. Doesn't have to be what we're talking about. Just reactionary to anything you absolutely like. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yes, at knows one big word has said, that is so hypocritical.
Absolutely right it is. This is from Rich Smith, who says, I think moist toilet wipes should be a basic human right. that's just come in. Anything? Did I interrupt you in the middle of that? Do you want to carry on with that particular tweet, or was that it?
No, that was it.
Okay, fine. Next one.
At told you so said, well, what do you expect from someone taught in this education system?
Absolutely right. This is from Mike as well, who just says, why does it sound like you're all talking in a box? That's a very good question, and it's a question we've been asking since we arrived.
That one is relevant, isn't it?
Started this programme, because for some reason, when you're listening to this, the sound quality is appalling. I'll be honest, we don't know why. You know, there are men under desks trying to figure it out, but yet they can't fix the studio because we're in it. So, you know, we don't know is the answer to that, but hopefully it'll be sorted soon. Is this Brexit stuff like brisket? And can I win some in the win meet? No. It is time, is it not, for our feature... To 3 o'clock, of course, the big debate this afternoon. We will find out what that's going to be about. At 3 o'clock, which is when I just indicated that it would be. There is still a chance to win some meat, not brisket, though. It will be chicken, beef, or lamb. It's in a game of banned, or American election term. However, it is time for brand new feature. Mm. It's because, look, when I started it here, right, I'll be honest with you, what happened was, right, the boss, Denny, said, you know, yeah, John, I need you to cover all the things people are talking about. Let's get the nation talking, he said. Something like that. I wasn't really listening. he said, you've got to do the news. We've done that. We talked about, you know, all the big news stories today. We talked about that litter that was found in a canal in Nottingham. That's big news to people in Nottingham. So we did that. And also, he said, people talk about the showbiz, don't they? Can you do that? And I just looked at him. But... apparently, contractually, it is something we've got to do. So it is time for Showbiz on Talk Radio. I'm calling it. It's not Showbiz Gossip. It's the Showbiz Tossip. But they have given us a Showbiz person. He's here. Hello, Reese.
Hi. How are you doing?
All right. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. This is. Not a job I foresaw myself doing this morning, but I had a pile of magazines in my intro, and
right
here I am.
So what? But you, I got an email saying that this guy Reese is coming in, and he's going to be the showbiz reporter.
I think they saw me reading the newspaper once, and that makes me overqualified to be the news reporter here.
So why are you? I don't understand. So what? What's happened?
Shortage of staff.
Right. So what's your normal job? Where do you normally work?
Assistant producer, content producer, phone producer. I produce all sorts of things on the station. This is like my fourth shift today.
Right.
At Talk Sport, yeah?
Talk Sport, Talk Radio, Talk 2.
All right, all the ones.
Right, but you're not, let's be clear, you're not a showbiz reporter.
I know some showbiz.
What showbiz do you know?
Rob Kardashian's been in the news. The 29-year-old has been spotted out in a pat, sporting a much skinnier frame, apparently.
Right. Are you just reading this from a... You don't know this, and you're just reading that because you've been...
That was all from my mind.
Let's establish what's happening. So let's go through this. What happened this morning. So mm-hmm. Denny said we had to cover showbiz.
He did.
He then realised there wasn't anyone to do that.
That'll happen.
Budgetary reasons.
Yep.
You were just sitting in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Absolutely.
You normally work on sport.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say work.
And he's just said, you've got to go in there, Reese, and cover showbiz.
Yep.
I'll be honest, you don't sound like a showbiz reporter.
I'm apparently not your typical.
No.
So.
They're normally camper than you.
This is true. This is true.
So, all right, well, let's roll with it. I mean, it's fine. Mm-hmm. I think that's fine, you know. So it's... Showbiz with Reese from the sport.
Yeah, as I was saying before, Rob Kardashian's in the news.
Who's he?
He's been out toy shopping with King Cairo, not the pharaoh. Apparently this is his girlfriend's son with a nice, down-to-earth, normal name. Yeah, apparently he's looking really svelte.
Was he fat before? What?
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay, what else have you got for us on your showbiz slate, Rhys?
Billy Piper and Lawrence Fox have broken up. They've posted the very emotional message, Lawrence Fox and Billy Piper have separated. No third parties involved. Touching that, really, isn't it? really heartfelt message breaking up their 8-year marriage. So no third party involved. Would probably assume that there is third party involved.
Yeah, that's what I normally would mean. You're absolutely right. Unless it's some kind of insurance scam.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, it's sort of third party fire and theft sort of thing. That's happened. That might be it. Let's remind ourselves, Billy Piper
and Lawrence Fox.
Right,
apparently.
Billy Piper was, I remember Billy Piper because she used to be married to Chris Evans.
Yeah.
They split up.
Yeah.
Was a third party involved?
I don't think so then.
Right. And you don't know, do you?
I don't know.
No, fine. And who's Lawrence Fox?
Beats me.
Right. So that. But they've split up.
They have,
up.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is a shame.
It is. It's never nice to see love end this way with a 2-sentence-long Facebook post.
do you think we're covering shows in the way Denny wanted?
Yeah, I think we're getting there, yeah.
I think we are. This is great. I mean, I love showbiz. What else has happened?
Jessica Wright of The Only Wears Essex fame has been turning heads in her attempt to crack America, apparently.
Right, yeah. So what I'm doing, I know you're talking, but I'm so not interested in showbiz, I'm just going to get my charger and plug my phone in.
No, that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine. Yeah, she went full Basildon Town Centre and sported a low-cut top and a miniskirt at an E! Entertainment Network office meeting. That was apparently big news.
I keep my charger in a pouch.
Handy.
Sorry, I didn't listen. What was that one?
Jessica Wright's gone out wearing a low-cut top and a miniskirt. That is an exclusive.
Great. Who's Jessica Wright?
The Only Way is Essex, I believe.
A towie.
Great. Anything else?
Somebody called Millie McIntosh is looking in great shape.
Did she go out in a McIntosh of any kind?
One can only assume.
A low-cut Macintosh. Because if you think it through, if you're this kind of person who wants to go out in a low-cut top, right, and it rains, maybe there's a market for a low-cut Macintosh.
This is true.
Which would, you know, provide the necessary shelter, but also allow one to flaunt one's, I believe the tabloids call them, assets.
I was just about to say assets, yeah.
Is that the right...
I've seen that word a lot in the magazine today.
Yeah, so what magazines did they make you read? What are these things?
I'm not sure I can say it during daytime radio, but I know one of them was Heat, Grazia.
Oh, God.
All the top names.
Yeah. Did you just leaf through and just, I'm guessing, just randomly pick things out of it rather than do any kind of journalistic research like or anything?
Using my initiative and keen eye for showbiz knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was random.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it was just picked out at random.
Right, okay. Anything else, or is that...
That's all from me today.
That's all you've got, isn't it? I mean, that's covered the... I don't know how to do showbiz, if I'm honest. I don't really do.
Tick that box.
I don't know. I know Gwyneth Paltrow did something, but I can't remember what. So that's what I've brought to this party. Cornelius, anything to add?
I've heard that apparently Paris Hilton, so... Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that as well.
Wow. Yeah.
Must be true, then.
This showbiz coverage isn't kind of as comprehensive as... I've heard on Heart or something like that, is it? It's not the same, is it? Mm. Can you be our regular showbiz reporter, Rhys? Is that right?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
I mean, we do need one because we're contractually obliged.
I thought this went well.
I did. I did as well, actually. I think that's pretty good. Thanks, Rhys. There's Rhys, our inappropriate showbiz reporter, from now on. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. As you know, it is a news station, not just a tittle-tattle like that, but we do have to cover the news, and we like to do it in the form of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Justin Bieber bands, meet and greets with his fans. I don't believe it.
The news in haikus. This is Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Getting your hands on a shiny Olympic gold medal takes years of focus, training and dedication. Fortunately, getting your hands on a shiny low-mileage, nearly new car at Motorpoint is a lot easier and quicker, with most cars available to drive away the same day. Take this 15-plate Vauxhall Astra 1.4 SRI with a balance of the manufacturer's warranty for under £9,000. That's less than half the new list price. Search over 5,000 cars from 35 manufacturers at motorpoint.co.uk. Motorpoint, car buying made easy.
Warning. The following message contains content of a violent and sexual nature. You wouldn't expect that in a radio commercial. But you wouldn't expect it in a school either. Worldwide, an estimated 150 million girls have experienced sexual violence. Much of it happens in schools. By sponsoring a girl through Plan International, you can help ensure that school is a place where girls can build their futures in safety. Please text SAFETY to 70111 to find out how you can sponsor a girl today. Thank you. Standard text rates apply.
And we're just about to kick off.
And he scored!
Must be the fastest goal ever.
Yeah, you think that's fast? I got a tax rebate from Brian Alfred in just 24 hours. If you work in the construction industry, you could be eligible for one too. Just visit brianalfred.co.uk.
Unbelievable!
Nice one, Brian. Nice one, son. For fast tax rebates, Brian is the one.
Brian Alfred. Maximum tax rebates, real quick. Self-assessment required. Fees, conditions and exclusions apply.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. UK social enterprises are valued the world over. And right now, there are hundreds of live export opportunities that could be right for your social enterprise. From retail, to food and drink, to education. Find yours by visiting exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
It is Talk Radio, which you're going to love. Says Martin in Yorkshire. No, it's not Martin in Yorkshire. Who says this? Oh, it's Tom. Hello, Tom. John stops sounding like he's presenting from inside a tunnel. They'll fix it. It's just a microphone thing. They'll fix it at some point.
Good signal for inside a tunnel, though.
The reason is because we are presenting from inside a tunnel. It's an outside broadcast, essentially. Virgin Radio, I think, are launching next week on a train or something, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is that right? Virgin Radio, our sister station, launching on a train.
Will it go cut out every time they go into a tunnel?
Well, this is the point, isn't it? We can't even get a good signal out of a studio in the building. What are they going to do on a train?
I'll tell you what I hope happens. Virgin Radio launch day live from a rail replacement bus.
Yeah. They all turn up to go, we're doing it live from the train.
And engineering works are overrunning. There is a replacement bus service between Birmingham and London.
And then they all pile onto a train, a replacement bus, and have to do, and it doesn't quite stop where they want. Anyway, so some text very quickly before the news, very, very, very quickly, some more text. This is from previously evil Matt, who says, I'm sat next to a man who's eating a corned beef and marmalade sandwich for his lunch. Every molecule of my being writhes in torment. If you're affected by any of those issues, then you can text us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you want.
And coming up in the next hour, you can win some meat in a game of band or presidential election American terminology. You're right, Tim?
Yeah.
Fine. Tim's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, 6 years in jail for Adam Johnson, terror suspect in jail, and Easter getaway warning.
Talk Radio.
Former England footballer Adam Johnson's been sentenced to 6 years in jail for engaging in sexual activity with a child. He showed no emotion as he was sentenced at Bradford Crown Court. The judge said his 15-year-old victim had suffered severe psychological harm because of his actions. Jerry Wareham from the Crown Prosecution Service spoke outside the court.
There is only one victim in this case, and that is the young girl that he sexually abused. The situation has had a devastating effect on the young victim, and it is my sincere hope that she and her family will now be afforded the respect and space that they need and deserve to recover and rebuild their lives.
A suspected mastermind of the Paris massacre has appeared in court in Brussels and has decided he won't fight extradition to France. Salah Abdeslam has been charged with terror offences after his arrest last week in the Belgian capital. Outside court, his lawyer, Sven Marie, said his client now wants to talk to French investigators, and that's why he's dropped his objection to being extradited.
Because I think this is the most important part of the file, and I think his explanation, he has to give them there and not in Belgium.
Meanwhile, Belgian media are reporting that police analysing CCTV believe a second person was involved with the bombing at the Malbec metro station in Brussels. 31 people died and over 300 were injured in the terror attacks there and at the city's main airport. A United Nations court has decided that Radovan Karadzic was criminally responsible for genocide in the 1995 Srebrenica massacre and has sentenced him to 40 years in prison. The former Bosnian Serb leader has also been found guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity in the war in Bosnia from 1992 to 95. The Treasury is due to publish an analysis of the costs and benefits of EU membership in April. George Osborne has updated MPs on the long-awaited document. He's also been questioned by the committee about his budget, including the U-turn on disability payments. When asked by MP Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor couldn't rule out further welfare cutbacks.
Is it possible, Chancellor, that you might make further cuts to welfare spending?
Well, as I've said, we've got no plans to make...
Well, that's not the question I asked, Chancellor.
I've said we've got no plans to
no,
make...
No, but Chancellor, that's not the question I asked.
I've given you a very clear answer.
He insisted that keeping disability benefits won't necessarily lead to cuts in other areas. Travellers setting off on an Easter getaway have been warned by the government that there could be delays to their journeys because of the increase in security at transport hubs following the attacks in Brussels. There's been an increased police presence at ports, airports and railway stations in the UK, as well as enhanced border checks since those explosions hit the Belgian capital on Tuesday. A football legend, Johan Cruyff, has died. He was 68. The Dutchman, who had lung cancer, is regarded is one of the greatest players of all time. He starred for the Netherlands, Barcelona and Ajax.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain is going to push across the southeast this afternoon. It will be heavy at times and become colder in the north, the high 8 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ben Fletcher. Southampton's Fraser Forster says being included in the England squad is a reward for his long recovery from injury. The goalkeeper missed 10 months with a knee problem. He's now back in the squad for the friendlies against Germany and the Netherlands. And Forster says things are looking up now he's back playing.
It's obviously been, you know, a tough year really since I got injured. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of hard days. But it's great to be back involved, you know. Since getting fit, it couldn't have gone much better, really. And it's an honour to be involved with England.
Wales and Northern Ireland continue their build-up to Euro 2016 tonight when they meet in a friendly in Cardiff. Scotland travel to the Czech Republic. On to tennis, and Kyle Edmund has the biggest match of his career later at the Miami Open. The British number 4 faces world number 1 Novak Djokovic. In the women's draw, Heather Watson takes on American Sloane Stephens. Finally, in tonight's Rugby League Super League fixture, Castleford host Leeds. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, here we go then, into the final hour of Afternoons on Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, your brand new listening entertainment noise for the hours, the long hours between 1 and 4 on a weekday. Coming up on the programme today then, we'll be looking ahead to tonight's internationals. Wales are hosting Northern Ireland and Celtic Derby, and also Scotland will face a tough test against the... Should the Champions League feature even fewer teams? UEFA are proposing big changes to the competition and the... Sorry, hang on. Can you cut the... Hang on. Gary Lineker is starting to get nervous. Can Leicester nick the title? What does this... This is Talk Sports menu.
Oh.
You picked the wrong thing up off the photocopier again. The printer out there that doubles as the photocopier.
Are we not doing those today?
No. I printed out the things that we're doing.
Yeah.
And you, Cornelius, have picked up the wrong... I mean, I know it's easy. We share an office. It's easy to do, but that's embarrassing, isn't it?
Oh. Sorry.
Just file that in the...
Sorry, John.
This has been a shambles since it began. I'll be brutally honest with you. This whole thing is a shambles. Have you got any texts there?
Yes.
Reaction to things we're not even talking... Okay, there's Cornelius with reaction to things we're not talking about.
John, plenty of reaction. At Oxygen Thief has tweeted, well, free speech isn't a thing anymore.
I've got one here as well. This is from Rich. It just says, where does all the rubber go that wears off tyres? You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and it's... I think we're going for the big debate. It's the after 3 o'clock big debate. It's what we do after... It's what you do on Talk Radio. It's where we get involved in the issues. Talk Radio works like this. You set up a story. I've heard it on other shows. I've heard them do it on Jeremy Vine and things. You set up a story, and then what you must do, you have someone who agrees with it, and then someone who disagrees with it. I've heard Julia Hartley Brewer do it. You have to do it on Talk Radio. And here's a big story for you. Easter Sunday is going to be shorter than normal because, of course, the clocks go forward this weekend at 1 a.m. on Sunday, so you'll have one fewer hour of your life to enjoy. And this is, of course, the fault of people who want to change clocks. It is a big, big issue. And on the line, I think, somebody, and people are already arguing about this. On line one, I think it's Rob, who is... I think, Rob, are you for time? Rob, are you for time? Are you in favour of time?
I'm a massive fan of time. Time is the only commodity we should care about. All that other rubbish, don't worry about it. Don't let it bother your life. Time is the thing you need to cherish.
Time is the thing you need to cherish. Where are you calling from, Rob? You're obviously angry about this. Where are you calling from?
I'm at the moment in North London, but I'm heading over to Essex.
North London. And what time is it where you are?
Currently, John, according to my watch, 3:10.
3:10, right. You're 4:2, you like time, but on the line, you're on line one, but on line 7,000 is Rob in North London. On the line 7,000 is Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Where are you calling from, Rob?
Coventry.
And I understand you've called in because you've heard Rob there in favour of time, and you, Rob, hate time.
Well, it's just, what he's saying there is an absolute, you know, it's a load of nonsense. I mean, time itself is a waste of, well, there's no word for it, really. It's life, and you know, existence is a waste. Why mark it?
What's he on about? This guy, he's got so much time, he can waste it. He doesn't even deserve any more time. John, you need to just cut this ball off.
It's a bit, but,
Without time, I'm free to do whatever. I'm not. I haven't lost anything. If I spend,
are you wearing a watch?
Class of time, a lot of time doing something. That doesn't happen for me. I've spent no time at all.
Guys, just hang on a minute. You know, we can't talk over each other a minute. Let's give Rob. What can you just give Rob some time, Rob?
This man needs to be taken all of his time away from him. The whole point of time is to help you connect with other people, so you don't waste all your time. If you've got loads of time like this other Rob who's up in Coventry, then I think we should ban him, first of all, from having any watches.
Okay, stay on the line for me, Rob. Rob in Coventry, he's saying that you're racist. What do you say to that?
Well, it's ridiculous, you know. Like, I just don't have clocks or time or anything. I haven't got any of those devices. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you're dead or not dead. That's the easiest way to bracket it. Rob, you know, dead or not dead. Those are the two states. That's what you need to know. That's what you need to know. I don't care if he finds it offensive. You know, boo-hoo, boo-hoo.
Rob, he's saying not dead or dead are the only states of time we need to know about. What do you say to that, Rob?
Well, I think he's completely wrong. He's a classic time racist. I don't think he understands the concept of more than one part of the day, more than one part of your life. I imagine this other Rob must just float around bumping into things, not knowing any concept of when he's doing it or what's going on.
All right, so, OK, Rob, that's what Rob says. Rob, what about the question, which is a question, of course, if you got rid of time, which is what you're proposing, what would we do with all the old clocks, Rob?
Melt them down, throw them at, you know, pathetic time sympathisers like this, Rob, you've got on. You know, there's plenty of things you can do with them. It's not my problem. I haven't got the... They're, you know, I don't care about time. It's nothing to do with me. I'm just free, existing, being not dead. That's all I need to care about. You could do what you want with them. Turn them into schools. Turn them into these free academies, whatever you want to do.
He's saying turn clocks into free academies, Rob. What do you say to that?
Big Ben would make a bloody good academy. Yeah, I don't think that would be the best use of clocks as a genre. They need to be cherished and loved like museum pieces. Even when we're moving into this digital age.
Rob, he's talking about farmers. What would you say?
Farmers?
Well, I mean, you know, it's appalling the stuff they do to their hens. It's appalling. You know, the things they get away with. And frankly, he sounds like, you know, an animal abuser to me. That's just how it sounds to me. You
know, there was one time they got away with it. They couldn't prove it, and I definitely was acquitted.
But however, you might though. Had you been found guilty, you would have done time. So what do you make of that? Whichever Rob wants to answer this.
That's probably great. Why I leave favourite time.
Farmers, of course, invented daylight saving to be able to farm.
Farmers get a bit litty with their time. If anything, they're a little bit over the top with it. They need to know their role and stick to getting eggs out of hens.
He's saying you need time to get eggs out of hens, Rob. What I mean,
exactly.
that's a very contentious issue, isn't it? So, I mean, what would you do? How would you get an egg out of a hen if you didn't know what time to do it?
Throw a clock at it. Start it with an unused clock. Just throw it on the ground. Smash it up until this startles an egg out the hen. That's what I'd say. Sort of two birds, one stone. Literally, one of them being a bird.
Rob, he's saying the way to get an egg out of a hen is to startle it with a thrown clock. Is this something you?
It's not a method I've ever used before, but I can see it working.
Yeah. Yeah, I think what's happened here is we started off from two opposing sides, didn't we? Rob, you were very much for time, and Rob, you were very much against time. And during this debate, which is, you know, a beautiful thing, is that we've spent time together. Don't hate me, Rob, but we spent time together, and out of that has become you've agreed on a method of getting eggs out of hens that have possibly been abused by farmers who, of course, invented daylight saving time to try and give themselves more time in fields with the hens.
That's what they're doing. They were just trying to buy themselves a bit more time.
Rob, in one word, Rob in Coventry, in one word, can you just sum that up, please?
Sticks.
And Rob, could you, in one word, just sum that up, please?
Helicopter.
It's the big debate on Talk Radio. Diversity pay-per-view coming next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box, broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months, then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer, terms apply.
When a punter takes a tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Still no change in Dumfries and Galloway. The A74M is closed northbound between 17 at Lockerbie and 16 Johnston Bridge. That was after a vehicle fire this morning. Just two lanes open on the westbound M4 in Berkshire. There's an accident between Membury Services and Junction 15 for Swindon. On the M62 in West Yorkshire, a crane has broken down eastbound at Junction 25 Brickhouse. It's causing queues back towards Angley Top. And the A1 in Bedfordshire remains closed northbound after the Sandy roundabout. I'm Dave Stamford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the Fleet Street firebrand who isn't afraid to shoot from the lip. Supercharged current affairs debate and electrifying opinion with Julia Killer Jules Hartley-Brewer.
Radio that demands a reaction.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio.
Damn.
We'll get you talking.
Yes, I know. Yes, what he said. 18 minutes past a time. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. That was the big debate, of course. Rob was very much in favour of time, but Rob very much against time. That's the nature of the big debates on Talk Radio. A lot of reaction off the back of it. Let's go to Cornelius for the reaction.
Yes, at Black Cab Driver has tweeted, another fuddy-duddy lefty defending time again.
Yeah, is that, when you say at Black Cab Driver, is that a driver of a black cab or a black cab driver?
I'm not sure. Let us know. Keep your opinions coming in. Robert has said, first time, what next? Dates, calendars, it's all getting out of hand.
Yeah, well, again, as I said, it's absolutely sparked. Social media's gone crazy for this debate now, of course, sparked by Rob and Rob. Big Ben would make a good academy has just come in. That's from Maddie, suggesting that we turn Big Ben into a free academy, which was suggested, of course, during our call there. So, do get your opinion. If you have any opinion at all on anything, just an opinion, a reactive opinion, react it and opinion it. In this direction, you can do it on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can Twitter it. At Talk Radio.
Start your tweet with whatever you want.
It's just an opinion. Let's diversity paper review. Past 3, and if you're a regular listener to Afternoons on Talk Radio, and I say regular listener, you've had about 4 days of it. If that counts as regular, well, good luck with that. Here's what we've been doing, and we're basically doing it to please Lenny Henry and all of those people who think there is not enough diversity in the media, on the radio, on television, in newspapers, and indeed the Fire Brigade, in a story I read only last week. And do you know what? They're right. There isn't. And we could do something about it. We are the only radio station doing something about it. It's the Diversity Paper Review. We are the most diverse diverse programme in British broadcasting. On Monday, Zena reviewed the papers. She was black. On Tuesday, Des reviewed the papers. He was gay. On Wednesday, that's yesterday. Who was it yesterday?
Johnny.
He was a Jew. I'm not sure that counts, but he was here anyway and available. Today, the diversity paper review continues with...
Hello, I'm Vin, and I'm one of those brown ones that they have.
Hey! Yeah, where are you from, Vin? Originally speaking, family speaking,
West India, but West India, not the West India bits.
Not West Indies?
Not West Indies.
West India. Whereabouts in West India do your family have
Punjab.
Okay, fine, good. Right, well, here we are with the diversity paper review. It's lovely to see you, Vin.
You too, John.
Welcome. What have you got? What have you got for us?
First one.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Five mums held after infant school brawl.
Excellent. Oh, wow. This is a good start.
Yep. Little children looked on in horror as a group of brawling mums tore clumps out of each other's hair at the entrance to an infant school.
Right.
Fists flew outside Meadowhead Community Infant School and Nursery in Blackburn, and stunned onlookers pulled infants away from their brawling parents.
Leave it, mummy's not worth it! Wow, do we know what the brawl was about then?
It's sort of unspecified. I think probably just low-level resentment.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I guess just sort of, schools are competitive, aren't they? You know, we've just been hearing about Big Ben being turned into a free academy, which I've just had a message from the government is going to happen.
Oh, really?
By the way,
wow.
But it's a very competitive environment, Vin. If you're at school, I mean, how were you at school? Were you a good student? I mean,
I was at a grammar school, so there was no fighting ever.
Oh, absolutely not. No,
there's debate.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
I'll see you outside the gates for a reasoned debate after school. Is that what the sort of thing?
Well, that was for the really big, heavy discussion. For most things, you would just sort of retire to the drawing room.
Yes.
Take a glass of port.
Yeah. Yeah. And just discuss things in a reasonable manner. Yeah, okay, fine. And so, what newspaper is this from, by the way?
This is in the Daily Express.
Daily Express, and it's typical Express, actually, that, isn't it? A brawling mum. What's the outcome of the brawling mums then?
Well, some of the mums were led away by two police vans. Five women were taken away in handcuffs.
Yeah,
And they've also noticed here that the Ofsted report last year said the school requires improvement.
Right, they should turn. I mean, if fighting was on the added to the curriculum, I think I'm right saying academies can more or less put whatever they like on the curriculum.
Yeah,
can't they? I think
you can get a BTEC and fisticuffs. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm glad you added icuffs to that. I really wonder where you were going. So but you could BTEC and fisticuffs. You could. I mean, I did read when I was reading about the free academies. I'm sure I read that. All subjects are up for grabs now. So you literally, you know, I think there was horse ripping, I think you can now do as an A-level.
What's horse ripping?
It's when you people attack horses and blame it on aliens. Badger baiting is another one. I think you can do O-level in that now.
That's more traditional, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more traditional. You start there and perhaps you do an O-level in badger baiting, then graduate to...
Oh, okay, so only badger baiting students can get onto horse ripping.
Yeah, you've got to have the grades.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and the experience. So what else have you got in the papers?
Well, do you want Birdie Song Beats Pain or Full English Sausage?
Right, let's try and guess what these things are. Birdie Song Beats Pain. I'm guessing that some pain therapist has decided that the Birdie Song, the novelty song from the 80s, somehow cures disease. Or, what was the sausage one?
Full English Sausage.
Full English Sausage. Is that the tagline of Paul Ross's Talk Radio Breakfast Show? Is it? It's something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Full Set Breakfast.
What does that mean?
That's a thing. Full Set Breakfast is a thing.
A full set breakfast is not a thing.
I know.
Seriously, Vin, this is what's happening, right? So Paul Ross has a breakfast show here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's called it the Full Set Breakfast. But what is that?
Is it a tennis thing? Is that where it's...
maybe. I hadn't thought about that. It could be, couldn't it? Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. It's tennis breakfast.
Game, set and match breakfast with Paul Ross. I honestly don't know what it is, because you get a full English breakfast.
Not heard it.
Yeah, I've heard it. But it didn't help. You get a... I've listened to every minute of it. You get a... The full English breakfast, okay,
right,
and a set breakfast, but not a full set breakfast.
Not a full set, yeah.
Maybe it's a full set of badgers, which ties in with the baiting.
Which store are we going for?
I kind of want both now.
Yeah, can you mix them up?
Should I do a line from each?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do full English sausage first.
Yeah.
a fry-up fanatic. He's called John.
Yeah.
He's got so fed up with all the fuss of cooking his favourite breakfast that he's created the all-in-one sausage. Dancing in unison can help raise your pain threshold, research claims.
It's a good story, isn't it?
Dancing in unison.
Right, what, the trade industry body for council workers?
I think it's more about sort of line dancing, square dancing, synchronised swimming, that sort of thing.
Cha-cha slide?
Yeah.
Macarena?
Yeah.
All good for you.
What are you saying?
These are all dances, dance moves. Oops, upside your head.
The shag?
Well, I don't know what that one is.
Well, I know. I mean, you're each other from looking at you. It's a dance. Or a seabird.
Okay.
Back to the... So what has he done with the sausage?
Yeah, the sausage.
Okay, well, this is from the Daily Star. John Hutchinson couldn't face the hassle of rustling up the bacon, black pudding, baked beans, mushrooms and tomatoes that he has every day, so he tried sticking them all in one banger.
Well, how did he do that? Okay, so he's got an O-level in badger baiting, He's gone horse ripping, and now he's hollowed out a pig, right? And he's got a pig, which is the chief ingredient of the sausage.
Yep, still with you.
Possibly. Pork sausage, obviously not a beef one.
No.
But that's a cow, and you need special gloves for that. And he's got the ingredients of breakfast, and he's pushed it into a pig that he's previously hollowed out and cooked it as a sauce. Am I getting this story?
I mean, it looks... Because they've provided a little picture, an inlay here.
Yeah.
And that is what it looks like. It looks like he's sort of mushed it all together. They sort of look like disgusting meat chocolate chip cookies. I don't know if you want to take a look at
that. I will. I mean, this is good on the radio, certainly, but I will...
Do you see what I mean? It's sort of... You know those colourful pasta squares that you get? But in meat form.
This man's an idiot, isn't he? Look at that.
Let's have a look.
Look at that.
They look like hors d'oeuvres. That could be on a buffet, that.
Well,
Iceland buffet.
Well, a breakfast buffet, presumably.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, this story's fun. Paul Ross looks like someone's hollowed him out and filled him full of breakfast, don't you think? You see?
Oh, you all do,
I don't mind saying that either, because I know that Paul Ross said some things about women during his breakfast show. Right, controversially, that like he called a couple of famous women fat, didn't he? Did you see that?
I've read it.
Right,
in the papers.
And so I don't mind saying that Paul Ross looks like he could do with emptying himself of some breakfast. Next story, Finn.
Let's go for a cat poo drives us into rage on roads.
What's
not rage on roads?
Yeah,
that is.
Yeah.
A parasite found in cat poo may be linked to road rage, a study has suggested. This is from The Sun.
Yeah.
Infection with Toxoplasma gondii, or gondii, not an expert, it alters people's brain chemistry. So apparently, but essentially what they're saying is that people that have cats as pets...
Yes, I've got cats as pets.
Well, do you ever have road rage then? They're sort of out there getting access to this, whatever that chemical was that I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
And it's sending them a bit mental on the road. They're getting really angry.
Well, I do get quite angry on the road. That's true.
Stop eating cat poo, then.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
problem. Because what I like to do, because I haven't got time, is I like to get a sausage.
Yeah.
And fill it with the excrement of felines. Because, you know, there's not enough time in the day. Vin, thanks for coming in.
No worries, mate.
That was today's diversity paper review with Vin. He's from India.
from South London.
If you go back far enough. Let me finish. In the next half an hour, there will be your chance to win some meat. Oh, it all ties together, doesn't it? Talking about the sausage, now you can win some meat. It's beef, chicken or lamb. It's in a game of band or American election terminology. If you would like to play, are we doing it on text? Are we doing it on text?
Yes,
we are. That's how competitions have to work. Right, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's what you have to do. Start your message with the word talk. 87222. We will call you back. But if you text us and say you want to play the band game, then you could win some meat only on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Tim's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
footballer Adam Johnson's been sentenced to 6 years in jail for grooming and sexual activity with a 15-year-old fan. During sentencing, the judge told him he'd abused a position of trust and caused the schoolgirl severe psychological harm. He's had his 12 England caps withdrawn. Former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has been found guilty of genocide and crimes against humanity over his role in the Bosnian War. Judges at The Hague have convicted him of 10 of the 11 charges he faced. They relate to the conflict between 1992 and 1995, which claimed the lives of more than 100,000 people. In the last hour, Judge Egon Kwon has sentenced Karadzic at the International Criminal Tribunal in The Hague.
The Chamber hereby sentences you, Radovan Karadzic, to a single sentence of 40 years of imprisonment.
Belgian media are reporting that police analysing CCTV believe a second person was involved with the bombing at the Melbeek metro station in Brussels. 31 people died and more than 300 were injured in the terror attacks there and at the city's main airport. Forensic teams have put a tent over the entrance to a shop in Clydebank where murdered teenager Paige Doherty was last seen. The 15-year-old failed to show up for work on Saturday. Her body was discovered on Monday, about a mile away from today's forensic activity. Legendary footballer Johan Cruyff has died. He was 68 and had cancer. The Dutch maestro was voted Europe's best footballer of the entire 20th century. England World Cup winner Sir Geoff Hurst played against him.
For me, one of the, if well inside the top 10 of the players I've ever come across. Iconic figure in Dutch football.
And the weather. Rain will push across the southeast late this afternoon and through the evening. It will be heavy at times. It's going to become colder in the north. Highs around 8 degrees.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At 4 o'clock, as you've just heard in a trail there, Sam Delaney and his zany hat. He wears a hat.
Yeah, bucket hat.
He likes a bucket hat. He'll be in, of course. Johnny Nash, I imagine, from later. Is that right? Yeah?
Yes.
And then Ian Lee from 10 o'clock tonight, 10 to 1, on Talk Radio, where he opens the phone lines and jousts with the mentals. So, we've got some more reactive texts coming in, I imagine, all reacting to what you've heard on the programme, or not, it doesn't really matter, this afternoon. Cornelius, give me some reaction.
Yes, at Metrosexual Modern Person says, well, these arguments are outdated. Fact Checker says, where are you getting these facts from?
Yeah, it's a fair point. Again,
We've also, following on the big debate...
The clock debate. Now, this is, of course, if you've only just tuned in, what you missed was the big debate at 3 o'clock. Your clocks will have to go forward this weekend, of course, as is traditional. And this stirred up, let's say stirred up some heated, passionate thoughts, really, from... who was in... Rob. Rob phoned in, didn't he? Rob was angry about time and thought that time should be banned. And then Rob was on another line saying that he thought time was a good thing. And it has stirred up a lot of debates. I mean, there's this... Dan Morfitt has tweeted, this argument is going on and on, John, and he's just... He hasn't said which side he comes down on, but he has hashtagged time sympathisers. Hashtag time sympathisers and hashtag time racists, he's put as well there. We've read that one about Big Ben being making a good academy because it was suggested that clocks could be turned into academy, free academy schools. Colin, what else have you got?
Yeah, Cher texted in to say, if I could turn back time, I would find a way to take back the words that hurt you.
Thanks, so. Cher. Do keep listening and do keep your opinions and your reactions coming in. I promised you that I was going to give away some meat, and that's exactly what I'm going to be doing next. So yesterday on the programme, Andy won some meat. He did it in a game of Dead or Alive. Today we also give you meat. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. We are the only show on national radio that gives away meat. However, if you are vegetarian, don't worry, because if you want to play and you're a vegetarian, we also have access to a box of organic veg. We're not leaving anyone out.
It's a new box of organic veg every time. You've made that sound like we have one box of organic veg.
Is that not...
that we pass around the vegetarians.
Oh, I thought you just took one thing that you wanted and then passed it on.
Let's have a carrot.
I thought it was a budget thing.
Yeah, we've got... Get a box each.
Excellent news. Well, let's find out what our player of the game of banned or American election terminology wants to win this afternoon. I think he's called James. He's on the telephone balancing... unit. Good afternoon, James.
Hey, John.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks. How are you?
Good, fine. Thanks. Thank you very much for asking. Now, James, where are you?
I'm in Manchester today.
Manchester. Okay. What do you do in Manchester, James?
I'm off work this afternoon because it's Monday, Thursday, and that's a thing.
It is a thing. Why do you get Monday, Thursday off?
Because I work for the civil service and it's custom and practice.
Is it? I didn't know that. So you get an extra long Easter break for working for the civil service, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. It's for the Last Supper, apparently.
Right. And do you have to celebrate by going out with sort of 12 friends tonight?
I was going to, but then one of them betrayed me.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I suppose that is
a key feature of the whole... celebration of Easter, isn't it? That I suppose you had to be.
Celebrate the betrayal.
Yeah.
And then the reduced Easter eggs.
Yeah. So if you had the choice of meat to win, James, which also was, of course, one of the disciples, James.
Yes.
Then what meat would you serve at your Last Supper, should you be having one for Maundy Thursday? In the empty civil service offices where you work, what meat would you choose from chicken, beef or lamb? Or if you're a vegetarian, a box of organic veg?
It's Easter, so I could have it for my Easter tea on Easter, so I'll go for some lamb.
Lamb, it's the Easter meat.
Yes.
It's what Jesus... I think Jesus would have turned water into lamb if he'd had the skill. And then again, he was the Lamb of God. So it all comes together at Easter. Admittedly, I don't know the facts... I don't know. Don't know what you're saying now. Right, so here's how it's going to work. We're going to play a game, James, of banned or American election terminology. You won't be in any doubt, I'm sure, that you do know that we are in the midst of an American election period. Trump and Clinton did well in Arizona only yesterday, the day before. So American election terminology or banned, it's a name, but which of those things is it? James, you've simply got to say banned or election terminology. However, you will be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hi, James.
There.
Hi, Cornelius.
Okay, great. And producer Dave, you'll be keeping score.
Hi, James.
Okay. That's Dave.
Hi, James. It's Dave.
Dave, all right.
Oh, hello, mate.
Find it out.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, I know your name. It's just happening.
All right, why don't you two just get a room? Right, here we go with a game of banned or American election terminology. So it's James versus Cornelius. It is alphabetical order. James first. American election terminology or banned? Bellwether. Bellwether.
I think that is an election terminology.
Is the right answer. Very good. Beltway, Cornelius. Beltway.
Beltway. I'm going to go for banned.
No. It's American election terminology. Hipsway.
That's a band.
It's a band. Very good. Stump speech.
I'm going to go for terminology.
Yes, is the right answer.
Trump speech.
Trump speech. No. Stump speech.
Yeah, but is it like a rubbish Trump speech or something? What is it? You don't know, do you?
I do, but I'm not telling you.
No, you don't.
Stump. You're right, I don't. Stump. Stump.
Terminology.
No, it's a band. The band, there's a band called Stump. Pork barrel.
Pork barrel. Pork barrel politics. politics. Political
yes,
term.
Yes, terminology, absolutely right. Pork sword. Pork sword.
Stop. The band.
Yes, it is. And that's all. Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday.
Banter. No, election terminology.
Yes. I've got to go with your first answer, though. And that was banned, so wrong. That was Super Tuesdays. Happy Mondays.
Happy Mondays.
James.
Band.
Of course, it's a band. Swift Boater.
Band.
Terminology.
Oh!
Finger boater.
I think that's also terminology.
Okay. Is a band. That's actually finger boating. Finger boating. Is a band. And finally, Cornelius Oswald Boateng.
Band?
No, he's a fashion designer. So that was the end of that, and producer Dave's got the scores.
I do, John. I've got the scores. Cornelius has scored 2 points.
Yes.
James has scored 4 points.
4 points, and given that there were 11 of them, not 12, and it was already weighted in James's favour, that's absolutely fine.
Great news.
Hey, James!
Yeah?
You've won meat!
Nice.
You've won meat on the programme. You've won some actual meat.
How does the meat get to me?
Well, that is a very good question. The good news is that this is genuine. We are in touch with a reputable supplier of meat, and the meat will be vacuum packed and delivered to you. Obviously, the bad news is it's Easter. So you won't get any post. So it won't arrive in time for Easter, but it will arrive at some point. Oh, and don't, if you get a message through your door saying there's a parcel at the post office, do go and get it, because otherwise that's just going to be a jiffy bag full of maggots by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Okay. So, James in Manchester, congratulations. You have won some meat in a game of band or American election terminology. That's James there, Cornelius. You were rubbish.
Thank you.
Okay. Still to come, by the way. We will be going through some more of your texts and tweets reacting to today's big issues. And when I say still to come, I mean now.
Very good trailing ahead.
Thank you.
Sarah has she sent in a letter saying regarding the clock debate that we just had.
Oh yeah.
She said, well, it's clear to me that Rob is a member of the, you know, the radical group Get Your Clocks Out, but she thinks we should take on an American model of time and sort of move back 6 hours or so. So,
well, it has got Britain talking this afternoon, hasn't it? Because we did have the clocks have to go forward, as we mentioned, for reasons that no one can quite work out. But it's all to do with farming, and we mentioned that. Of course, we discovered in the big debate that the reason, if you are going to stop time, then you will. What you're going to do with the clocks? And the advice was to throw a clock at a hen and startle an egg out of it in time for Easter. That. Have you got more?
Yeah, I've got one more. Yep. Dan Butter has tweeted again. He said, well, this is just another example of the nanny state. Hashtag time and date.
Yeah, okay, keep your opinions coming in. It's talk radio because, it's where opinions go to die. We're here till 4 o'clock. It's coming up to quarter to that hour. We'll be back after these commercial messages.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Right now, the UK is at the cutting edge of innovation, and the world is looking to our tech companies to help develop the future of healthcare, smart cities, and infrastructure. Think smart and find live opportunities to grow your business. Visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Warning. The following message contains content of a violent and sexual nature. You wouldn't expect that in a radio commercial. but you wouldn't expect it in a school either. Worldwide, an estimated 150 million girls have experienced sexual violence. Much of it happens in schools. By sponsoring a girl through Plan International, you can help ensure that school is a place where girls can build their futures in safety. Please text SAFETY to 70111 to find out how you can sponsor a girl today. Thank you. Standard text rates apply.
Hi, Susie Perry here. We all love trying new things in the spring. There's never been a better time to try digital radio. You'll get extra stations plus all your favourites, including brand new ones launching this spring. So what are you waiting for? Check out the latest models starting from just £25 on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
To find out which stations are available in your area, visit getdigitalradio.com.
If you love radio, go digital.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through the Scottish borders, the A74M is still closed northbound after junction 17 at Lockerbie after an earlier vehicle fire. There's just two lanes open on the M6 north through Lancashire. There's an accident near junction 34 for Lancaster, two cars involved. The eastbound M4 in South Wales, there's an accident just before junction 45 at Swansea. And still no change in Bedfordshire with the A1 closed northbound between the Sandy roundabout and Black Cat roundabout after an accident. I'm Dave Stamford.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio.
Yes,
we'll
am.
Get you
yes,
talking.
Yes, I know.
I am him. It's coming up to 10 to 4. Well, that was a show, wasn't it?
Wasn't it just?
We've done some shows.
This is pretty much like the end of like a kids' TV show. You know, that was. What have we learned today, children?
Well, what we've learned is it's quite easy to get guests onto this show if they happen to be going for a wee in the toilet just in the corridor outside. Yeah. If you've only just tuned in, by the way, our first guest today, about 1:30, was the singer-songwriter, the excellent singer-songwriter, Frank Turner, who was just in the building doing a session downstairs for the forthcoming launch of Virgin Radio. And I popped down, I saw him there, and then just as I came on air, I waved at him, and I came on air, and then you went and met him in the... Just bumped into him in the corridor.
Yeah, in the stairwell.
So just dragged him in here.
Well, I think what we've learnt is that guests will be much easier to book once Virgin Radio's launched. Because we'll just nip downstairs, and see who's knocking about.
Yeah. Why the Hollywood actress Holly Hunter, who was also on the show earlier, you know, was just walking around Hatfields in London, where we're based.
Yeah.
The Oscar-winning star of The Piano. And other films.
On the way to Five-A-Side across the road, I think.
Yeah, there's a Five-A-Side pitch there. I think Holly was cheering him on. Holly Hunter just wandering around. And just happened to wander into here and was our guest and talking about Batman versus Superman, wasn't she?
So, I saw that last night.
How was it?
Good. Yeah, I liked it.
We discussed that in this part last yesterday, didn't we?
Did we?
Well, yeah, because we were saying, what's the point of it? Because Batman...
Oh, yeah.
...versus Superman.
Well, I don't want to tell you all the how it works, because that's what they call in the business a spoiler.
Yeah. But Superman wins, right?
I shan't give you any spoilers, John.
Is Batman a ghost?
I'm going to answer all questions with no comment.
Is Batman woman, like at the end of The Crying Game?
No comment.
If you're an idiot, say no comment now.
No comment. I didn't say no comment now. Oh, no, I did just then.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Got him.
Did.
Got him.
But I saw actual Superman last night as well. He was there on stage just before the film. Not actual Superman, the actor that plays Superman. Not Dean Cain in the excellent 90s TV show The New Adventures of Superman, but Henry Cavill that plays Superman in the Batman vs. Superman films. And Zack Snyder was there, the director. Right. Which, like, any
did
more...
you go to the premiere?
No, it was like the sort of second rubbish premiere they do. So they do like the premiere, and then they do like one for like the media and stuff.
So the second, the first premiere was so exclusive.
That was on Tuesday.
Even the stars of the film couldn't go to it.
Can I just come in here?
Yes.
Right, whose show is this?
Well, technically I'm in charge of the show.
No.
So mine.
No. Whose show is this, Dave? Whose name is on it? Admittedly not on the website.
Currently no one's name is on the show.
Yeah.
Well, I could play one of those phone home jingles though if you want to.
No thanks.
To find out
no,
who's
they're
on
rubbish,
it.
I don't want that. But earlier there was a man's voice that said John Holmes, oh that's me.
Yeah.
My show. What? Why didn't I get invited to any of these things?
Oh, for the very simple reason that all the requests come through me and I take all the good things before they get to you. I thought you knew that.
But no, this is a system I think we should change.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to start doing a lot
you
more work.
You can't just take things from... you might as well take the food from my mouth.
I've done that as well.
You have, actually. Yeah, that's really actually very irritating. Yeah, and do stop it as well.
Okay,
you know, I wouldn't mind if you just use your fingers.
Do you want to go to the London Aquarium tonight?
You asking me on a date?
that's another thing that's happening that I'm going to.
What do you mean?
It's just like they're having they're opening.
Surely you get these offers.
They're opening a new thing.
Fish. Like what, a new fish?
Yeah, they're opening a new fish.
Opening a new fish.
Yeah.
And I'm going. There's like free Prosecco and
how
stuff.
How have you got that?
I just know. I know people, John. I know
Where
people.
Where have I got that?
Did you not get that email?
No. Did you get that email?
Yeah.
He's an intern.
Oh, no.
How have I not got the email about the fish? I like fish. I know you like fish because you took some out of my mouth when we went to that fish restaurant.
Sorry about that. So yeah, do that. Do you want to go to that?
No.
There's a few things next week if you want to go to them.
What else?
More than happy. Oh, just like quite a lot of films and events. Oh, there's a party on Easter Sunday. Do you want to go to that?
Where?
It's like hosted by someone on ITV Sunday night.
ITV?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to get that. Interesting. Reaction this afternoon coming in to Talk Radio. All the reaction, all the opinions and reactive reaction, because it's a Talk Radio, that's what you do. What's coming in, Cornelius?
Yes, well, at producer wrote this line, said, it's not about the clocks, it's about privatization of time itself.
Absolutely right. If you're just tuning in, by the way, this is the big debate. It was happening just under an hour ago, where Dan in London was for time, and Dan in Coventry was very against time.
I mean, they're both called Rob, so you've misremembered.
They were called Rob. Yeah. Both of them were called Rob. What else you got, Cornelius?
Yeah, Rob texted in saying, can't help but agree with Rob. That other Rob is an idiot.
Yeah.
And someone texted in, Paul Rossages.
Oh, that is very good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Paul Rossage's Full Set Breakfast.
Yeah. Yes. We don't know what... Do you know what this means, Sam Delaney? Mm. So, Paul Ross's breakfast show.
You're very smart.
Yeah, actually. Have you been invited to something?
No. Yeah, here. You invited me in here.
No. But why are you in a suit?
Been, you know, making some moves, taking some names and numbers this morning. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Let's not leave it at that. Let's probe further.
Well, you can if you want. What were you going to say about Paul Ross's breakfast?
Well, do you understand, right, because we're talking about it, so it's called the Full Set Breakfast.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I've put some thought to this myself. I've yet to come up with a satisfactory answer. But
because you get a full English breakfast.
You get full English.
And a set breakfast.
Yes, I think sometimes you go into certain cafes, but I mean, it's a pretty niche reference,
yeah.
Right? But they will say you can have a number one, number two, number three, all the different sort of combinations and variations of the basic breakfast ingredients. And then at the top it'll go, or you can have the full set. But maybe it's that.
All of it.
But it's a convoluted... I mean, put it this way. You wouldn't put the explanation I just offered you into a jingle, would you?
Well, I'll tell you what. Round here, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, you can have that. If the promo department are listening, you can have that for free.
Yeah, just explain it all in real detail.
Really go back into the creative process that went into the title of the breakfast show.
Paul Ross Dog's Breakfast. You could call it that.
Sounds really horrible.
No, I mean, as in, you know, like it's crunchy and it's good for a coat.
Nutritious.
Yeah, nutritious.
Yeah, it is nutritious. Yeah. I found it nutritious in an intellectual way.
Exactly.
All week long. That's stimulating also.
Feeding your brain.
Yep, I found it intellectually stimulating and, I'll be honest, sexually stimulating.
No.
Just, you know,
Sure.
Something about Paul's voice.
Cat's breakfast.
Well, that sounds like a dark euphemism, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Does to me. Maybe I'm just in that frame of mind today. I don't work Fridays.
Call a cat in.
So this is effectively the last day of the week.
Meow, meow, kitty, kitty, come on.
Then my cat, Nelson, he's sick every day with a terrible regularity, consistency after his breakfast. Every day, sick.
Well, feed him something different.
No, we've tried everything. You go to the vet and we say, he's sick every day. They say, give him less. Doesn't matter. Fewer, give him less, he's sick.
Fewer.
Right? You give him different, you change it up, give him a different brand, give him different biscuits, sick. It's because he suffers from anxiety.
Do you know, I have exactly the same reaction after I've listened to Paul Ross on breakfast. I'm just sick at the end of it.
Does it make you anxious?
It makes me anxious. Yeah. I'm just sick.
Yeah. Sorry, we're taking him to the vet later.
Yeah. Have you got a trip to the vet? Did you get an email about a trip to the vet?
Yeah.
Why haven't I got a trip to the vet?
Free Prosecco.
What's coming every up? Customer at the vet. That's an amazing vet.
What's coming up on your show, Sam?
So we're going to talk a little bit about Johan Cruyff, the terrible news today. We're also going to be talking about junior doctors, because they've got another strike plan, and this time it's going to get even more real, because the A&E staff and intensive care staff are threatening to strike, so we're going to be getting the listeners' views on that.
When's it planned for, the strike?
I don't know, I can't remember. Okay, I'll read it off a bit of paper when the show's on. That's my promise to the listeners. and also, chips. We will be introducing a new item on the show, which I think it's fair to say there's tremendous excitement about, called Me and My Chips.
I want no more detail.
Yeah, well, good, because I don't have any. I've got a title and nothing else, but we'll do it in the third hour, by which stage there'll have been more sort of creative thought gone into it.
Sam Delaney with your Talk Radio Drive Time show coming after 4 o'clock. That's about it from us this afternoon, though. We will be back tomorrow. What are we doing working on Good Friday? Whose idea was that?
Sam isn't. This is his weekend
not
today.
Me. I'm off.
What?
Yeah. Get out of here.
Why has everyone here got a better deal than me?
Sorry, mate.
We'll be here on Good Friday. Yeah. For your afternoon show on Talk Radio tomorrow, do you know what's coming up on the show tomorrow?
Yeah, we've got a live band in. We're going to do some requests, aren't we?
Oh, it's all Request Friday!
Yeah, we'll have to come with a better name, because that's the name of a different radio station's radio show, isn't it?
Some Requests Friday!
Yeah, there it is.
It's Some Request Friday on Afternoon Talk Radio tomorrow from 1. I'm John Holmes. Thank you for listening. Sam's next.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.